No!
I am addicted to this show.
Is it bad? I'm sucking your attention in.
I love Elvis.
Oh my God, it's burped. You hear that?
Oh yeah.
I love the phone taps. They're my favorite thing.
I am going to stomp on your head if I find out who you are.
They just crack me up.
Hello! Are you bananas?
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hey! You! Welcome to Super Bowl weekend.
Yes! Yeah.
It is Friday, January 31st. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. This month is almost over, unless they're going to add, like, another day.
No, that's next month.
It's leap year, but it's February they add the day. The day two. Okay, well, welcome to the day.
You know what this is? Don't step on your scale weekend.
No, I've been living that all year.
Yeah.
All January. Well, welcome to the weekend, Danielle. And there's Danielle.
Mm-hmm, good morning.
And there's Gandhi.
Good morning.
Producer Sam. And Froggy. And
hello.
Scary. Oh, look, straight Nate's in the house.
Yes.
You know what? Since our buddy Jennifer Lopez is going to be co-hosting the Super Bowl halftime, we thought we would give you some Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
But what about Shakira? No one's talking about Shakira.
Hello. Play her next.
We got to get some Shakira in here, Scary. Come on.
Hey, hey,
oh, it's Friday. Shakira. Anything in request?
I love her. Oh, can we do Ojo Sassy?
Ojo Sassy.
This is like a workout song for me.
It is?
Assuming I worked out. But when I did, this is the one.
Okay. Well, okay. I get it. And the rumor is Ja Rule is coming.
Yeah!
Baby. I'll put it on me.
If you want me to put it on you. Because I love you. Yeah. And don't you forget it. Whenever you need me. If you want me to put it on you. Come on.
I don't know if Ja Rule has been invited to appear at the Super Bowl.
Why not? He's got great songs with J-Lo.
He may be working concessions.
He's been talked about a lot this year.
Yeah.
What would I be without you?
What would I be without my baby? The thought alone might break me. And I don't want to think about you.
All right, I can see that.
Yeah.
Halftime. Welcome to Super Bowl Halftime. So baby girl, starring Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, and Ja Rule.
Baby, put it on me.
Put it on me.
Well, there you have it. I'm excited for Sunday.
Yeah.
Not excited for Monday.
No.
No.
Because I know that Uncle Johnny is going to join us for Super Bowl Sunday, I do believe.
Oh.
And the game doesn't start till 6:30, but he's out celebrating Sunday all day, so he's going to be... We're going to have to mop him up.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have to send him home in a sponge.
I feel like you have to mop him up a lot.
Yeah. Can you get Uncle Johnny on the phone?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we got to make sure he slows down and paces himself on Sunday. All the way from Oahu, Hawaii, we welcome Cody as our first caller of the day. Hey, how you doing, Cody?
Aloha, Elvis and friends. How is everyone?
Give me a hello lady in Hawaiian.
Aloha, wahine.
Yeah.
Mahalo.
Exactly. Well, look at that. Peace him, brother. Well, welcome to Super Bowl weekend. What are you going to do, Cody, on Sunday? Are you going to watch the game or are you going to go out surfing? What does one do in Hawaii while Super Bowl is playing?
Well, in Hawaii, most NFL games are fairly early, so I think the Super Bowl is at about 2 o'clock here.
Oh,
God, I would love that. See, I would love
that.
Oh, yeah. That would be better.
I would so love that. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Cody, yeah. So you listen
watching
to us.
The Super Bowl with the beach nearby? Oh, yeah.
So you listen to us late night every night in Hawaii?
Yep. I listen to you guys while I'm at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, Cody, you know, sometimes we forget on the show that it's usually people waking up to go to work. And sometimes it's people at work. Sometimes it's people leaving work and listening to us on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put you right to sleep. Well, Cody, thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We're going to send you an Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt. It's on the way, okay?
All right, mahalo.
Oh, you too, aww, buddy. Hold on a second. There
God
you
bless
go.
You.
Yeah, I remember one time we were in Maui, driving around trying to find some Maui Wowie.
What is that?
What is Maui Wowie?
It used to be like a very potent marijuana.
Oh, really? Okay.
Look at me.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you didn't know
that? I had no idea.
Yeah, now Maui Wowie is like... Pfft, kid stuff.
Gandhi is slacking. I got nothing.
Hey, Uncle Johnny, are you coming to join us for Super Bowl Sunday?
I'm going to Maui Wowie.
Oh, no, how you doing? Sounds like you're already there. No,
I'd love to. What are we doing a game again?
We're not doing the game. There are other teams doing the game, but we're going to watch the game. The thing is, Super Bowl is not till 6:30 on Sunday night, so we're afraid you're going to be already drunk from Sunday Funday.
No, well, I won't go out so early.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, you sound great.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad
I just woke up. I said the bell was ringing, and I said, what is this?
Yeah, I know. Well, thank you for waking up. Go back to your crypt and go to sleep. We'll talk to you a little bit about our plans on Sunday, okay?
Okay, great.
Love you.
You know what's going to be on after the Super Bowl? You know the post slot that everybody wants?
Yeah.
The Masked Singer, the new season.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was very smart of them.
I know.
That shows you how hot that show is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, around the room, we got to go quickly. So what's on your mind, Danielle?
So you know when you have something for the first time that you haven't had in a while, it tastes like the best thing in the world, especially when it's food or drink?
Right.
I had a Snapple raspberry iced tea yesterday, and I haven't had that in forever, and it was like, oh,
God,
this is so good.
I totally forgot about Snapple.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
We used to drink Snapple 5 times a day.
I know.
You know what? I'd say let's bring back Snapple.
Come on.
You with me? Who's with me?
I'm there.
Froggy, what's up on your mind today?
I have one thing to do today. I have to go buy socks because the socks that I have on for the second day in a row, they won't stay up. They're down inside my shoe again underneath my heel. I've like sock blowout.
The socks that gave up.
Yes. So I have lazy socks on, so today I'm going to buy socks. That is
today,
the one thing
Froggy's
that I have to
name
do.
Shall be known as Lazy Socks.
Right.
Thank you, Lazy
I hate
Socks.
That.
Hey, Gandhi, what's up?
Hello. I just wanted to remind everybody, men and women, that if you've been in a relationship or are in a relationship and you have some insecurities toward the other person, sliding into a random human's DMs and yelling at them for commenting on your boyfriend or girlfriend's page is weird. Don't do it. It's happening to me, and I don't understand it. Some girl's like, you better stay the hell off his page. I'm like, girl, I liked a picture. Are you serious right now? What is going on with you guys?
She should investigate her own inner workings.
Seriously. I'm like, there's nothing here, and you should probably take a look at what's happening.
Know your role, bitch.
Know it. I don't want your man.
I don't want your man.
And I'm not unliking the picture.
Gotta put it
good
on
for you. Yeah.
Yes, seriously. Yeah, some people are very insecure. Very.
It's just so nutty.
And it shows. Yeah. So why are you trying to pick up her man?
I don't know. It was early in the morning. I wasn't thinking.
Please. All right, producer Sam, let's get going. Come on.
All right, Gandhi, you want to help me out?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, the old man stealer.
Man stealer. If you celebrate today, you're celebrating with Justin Timberlake, who's 39, and Kerry Washington, who's 43.
I love them both.
Love them both. Capricorn, something may knock you off your course today. Look out for an unexpected someone you haven't heard from in a while. Ooh, your day is a 9.
Aquarius, there's been an overload of ideas filling your head, so make sure to write them down and consider each one before making a decision. Your day's a 7.
Pisces, doors will open to a new and exciting opportunity soon. Don't stray away from great things that could brighten your future. Your day is a 10.
Aries, it's always exciting to meet new people or starting a new project. Don't shy away from something that can make a huge difference. Your day's an 8.
Taurus, there could be a chance for advancement within your career or romantic relationship. Take action sooner than later. Your day is a 10.
Gemini, you might want to change some things in your day-to-day life, so try joining a new club or you can focus on what you're passionate about. Your day's a 9.
Cancer, attending more social events could bring you closer to your peers. It's always good to have more support around you. Your day is a 7.
Ooh, Leo, you could receive some new and unexpected information. Make the most of what you have. Your day's an 8.
Virgo, you could find yourself engaging in something out of your comfort zone. Think carefully and then leap. Your day is a 10.
Don't say engage and Virgo, Gandhi, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez. Libra, put your focus into something more stimulating. Put down the phone and enjoy your surroundings. Your day's a 9.
Scorpio, look toward outside sources to help you with a certain project. This new information could prove very useful. Your day is a 7.
And Sagittarius, you may receive some surprising and great news concerning your finances. Time to enjoy and celebrate. Your day is a 10, and those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
Into the 3 things we need to know. Gandhi, what's up?
All right, it's official. Brexit is here. At 6 p.m. Eastern time, the United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union. Now, not much is going to change for now. UK passport holders will still be able to travel and work in the EU. Goods, services, capital, people can still travel freely over national borders during the transition period, which should be about a year. Have you guys seen the dogs in China now wearing face masks?
Yes.
Yes, they're it's very crazy. Concerned. These face masks were actually meant for pollution, but people are hoping that it keeps the dogs from getting them as well, or getting the virus as well. And a retailer there says that they've been moving at 10 times the rate.
Wow.
People trying to protect their dogs.
There were people with plastic jugs on their heads as well.
I know, jug heads. They're everywhere.
Okay, and finally, USDA food specialists are warning if you're having a Super Bowl party, you can only leave hot or cold food out for about 2 hours before it might make people sick. Oh, so please. Be careful.
Food won't last at our house. Don't worry about it. Let's get into Friday. Ready to go?
Okay. Yeah.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
The surest way to win this Valentine's is with our new official flower provider, 1-800-Flowers. And right now, you get 24 multicolored roses, only $29.99, or upgrade to 24 red roses, only $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Elvis. It is Super Bowl weekend. By the way, someone sent a text and said, hey, gotta know. When can you say Super Bowl, and when do you have to say big game?
That's my question,
yeah,
too.
I'll tell you what it is. You can say Super Bowl weekend all you want, but if we're talking about a product, let's say, oh, my God, it's Super Bowl weekend. But if I'm saying, oh, my God, you need to go buy a new TV for the big game and go buy it at PC Richard & Son.
Oh.
See what I'm saying? You can't tie advertising or marketing into the term Super Bowl unless they're an official Super Bowl sponsor.
Okay.
So Pepsi Super Bowl.
Yay! Yay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Knee-high, big game.
Knee-high.
Are they knee-highs? What are they called?
I think they're called knee-highs.
Yeah. Right? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense.
Right. So I do believe Doritos, right? I think Doritos, aren't Doritos in for Super Bowl? Aren't they sponsors?
Almost always.
Oh, Doritos? Let's eat some Doritos while eating the Super Bowl.
Yeah!
But I'd rather have Utz watching the big game. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, got it.
Okay, you with me?
Yes. Gotcha.
All right, so that's how we do that. That's done. Also today, you know, it's a tradition. We have to have our vibrator races to see who will win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Do you have a preference? Do you have a favorite?
But what brand of vibrator are these?
Brand.
Give me a brand name.
Oh, the rabbit?
Okay,
I can
say we're having our vibrator Super Bowl races to see who's going to win, or I can say the rabbit will determine the winner of the big game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This one works.
Wow, it's so great that they still work from year to year.
Well, obviously, no one's been using them.
I hope not.
So we have our vibrator racetrack ready to go, and we'll have our vibrators raced on the racetrack to see which team will win the Super Bowl. And what's the accuracy level been like with this? Do we know? Who knows? Who cares? Look at that, Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning, and I don't blame you for calling to comment on these horoscopes that producer Sam makes us do every day. So what happened yesterday when you heard by the way, what is your sign?
My sign is a Taurus, and I'm a firm believer that horoscopes do tell the truth, so I absolutely look forward to these every single morning.
Okay, so what happened yesterday with your Taurus horoscope?
So I know it wasn't a 10, and that's kind of all that matters to me. I don't remember exactly what the sign was, but it was definitely like a 7 or an 8, I want to say. So I was, you know, going into my day with high hopes, and then I'm a teacher, so I got to my third period class, and it just went downhill from there.
Oh.
Literally, yeah, they were just not cooperating. I wound up raising my voice, which I really don't like to do, and yelling at them. And then the day just sort of plummeted from there.
Bad. Fast forward to today. Taurus, what number did you have today?
I have a 10 today.
I am
so excited.
Okay, let me tell you, that's how the numbers work. The numbers, if you don't have a 10, that means you need to work a little harder to make the day work for you. If you have a 10, just breeze on through. Phone it in, girlfriend.
It.
You know what I'm saying?
This is science.
Absolutely.
Well, your day is a 10. Scary, I need some music here. Your day is a 10, and since we're going to celebrate the big game while eating Utz chips.
I see what you did there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Scary, give me some music here. And thanks to Utz, who has the crunch that connects us all. I'm chowing down on some sweet potato chips, by the way, the kettle chips. And your day's a 10. We're going to give you a $500 cash gift card.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, Zaps, I mean, they have Zaps, chips as well, Golden Flakes, Dirty Potato Chips, Good Health, Bachman, Jack's, Snickdiddy, Boulder Canyon, TGI Friday Snacks. Those are all Utz chips. Did you know that?
No.
Well, so for corn chips, tortillas, veggie sticks, straws, popcorn, onion rings, pork skins, and more, it's all about Utz.
Yay!
Don't forget the cheese balls.
Cheese balls.
And you lick your fingers after.
Yeah, lick your what?
Fingers.
Your fingers. So, Victoria, enjoy your $500 cash gift card and have a great day teaching. What do you teach, by the way?
I teach math. The 7th and 8th grade.
Figures.
My favorite. See what you did there?
All right. Well, thanks for listening, Victoria. You have a 10 today, and all your Taurus bulls have a 10, so have a great one, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Hold on 1 second. And there you have it. Let's get into your feel goods.
Hi.
Producer Sam.
Hello.
Thank you to Utz, by the way. We have an entire shelves filled with Utz chips and cheese balls.
How many are we going to open today? That's my question.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to tear it in a minute. All right. It's all up to you, Producer Sam.
All right. So Megan Graziano was bragging to me about her wonderful husband, Sergeant Graziano, and I see why. Vanessa was printing out her daughter's big homework assignment with her, okay? And the printer ran out of ink. So they hustled over to local Staples, but those computers have just been shut down.
Oh, my gosh.
So now daughter is in tears because she can't print out her big homework assignment. And mom thought, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. I will call the non-emergency police number and see if they can help out, which sounds a little cuckoo. But she said to my daughter, this felt like an emergency. Well, thanks to Sergeant Graziano, not only was the homework printed out on his computer, but he hand-delivered it to them.
That is an emergency.
It was a big deal to the daughter. So that's such a sweet example of helping out your community any way you can. And another reason, we love our officers. So, yeah, Megan, your husband is awesome.
Aww.
And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com, subject line, feel goods.
Excellent. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, this is John Legend.
What's up? It's the Chainsmokers.
Hey, this is Idina Menzel with Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So I saw it in action, stamps.com, in action yesterday. There's Danielle shipping out boxes. What are you shipping in these boxes?
I don't know what I shipped yesterday. Oh, no. I shipped a couple things I sold yesterday. Yeah.
There, on your Poshmark?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes or no? Yes, no? Something. She ships stuff. Stamps.com is helping Danielle ship all this crap all around the world. Well, one man's crap is another man's treasure.
It is.
Stamps.com, you can do anything you want to do at the post office in your own home, as Danielle did right here in the comfort of her own office.
Love it. This is like my own home.
I know. So you join stamps.com, and you can actually save like 40% off the big packages, 5 cents off every first class stamp. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you hook it up to your computer, and they send you a scale. You weigh it. So Danielle was weighing the packages to make sure she's not going to overpay by putting too much postage on it.
You know me, I just keep putting.
Yeah, she put in the postage on a box one day. It would have shipped it to Mars.
Oh, nice. I want to make sure.
You're overpaying, but with stamps.com, you won't. So right now, you get a special offer that includes 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top, type in Elvis. It's so sexy. Stamps.com, click on the microphone and type in the word
Okay, Elvis, I'm sorry. My pits are sweating and I'm...
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wow. Look at that. It's the weekend. It feels good.
Yes, finally.
I'm excited. You know what's kind of weird? I'm single today, tonight, and tomorrow, and tomorrow night.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to see Alex until Sunday.
What are you going to do with your singleton?
I don't know. I've been invited to a couple of things, and I said, well, no, because I thought I had plans, and then, you know, now I don't have plans, and so I don't know.
See, those are the nights I like to get a glass of wine, a bag of chips, get on the couch, and watch, like, repeats of my favorite shows.
I did that last night.
Oh, okay.
And the night before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, glass of wine. Well, hold on. A bottle's made out of glass.
Yeah, that is true.
All right. So I don't know. You know what? If you're married or you're used to having plans on the weekends, whatever, and all of a sudden you're single, I'm kind of excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think those are the best weekends ever. I'm having one of those weekends this weekend, and I'm like, don't anyone call me or text me. Leave me alone.
So you're doing a nothing to do weekend?
Nothing to do, yeah.
What about you, Scary?
I'm free tonight. Let's go out, Elvis. Let's do it up.
Oh, God. Ruining it. You're ruining it.
Okay, rather than shutting you down, I'm going to ask you, what would we do? Like, okay. What is your vision for a night out with Scary and Elvis?
Well, we can go out for a nice, healthy dinner.
Never mind. You lost me.
Then we'll go to a bar. We'll go to a bar.
You can't drink.
I can have one glass of wine a day.
Oh, you're boring.
All right.
Elvis, I'll go to dinner with you. Except I'm going to dinner in St. Augustine tonight.
Maybe I'll fly to St. Augustine.
At a place called Caps, which I think you would really like.
What about you, Nate? You're with your fiance.
My fiance. Now, honestly, I'm looking at this weekend. I'm kind of sad because I had such a great weekend last weekend. What do I do now?
Well, now you have to hang out with your fiance.
I know.
How boring is that?
I saw Hamilton last week, and my friends were in town. We went out.
What about you, Daniel? What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to an escape room tonight.
Oh, ooh, my God.
Yes,
we wouldn't it be
those.
Great if your friends went to an escape room and one of them didn't escape?
We still can't find them.
What the hell happened to him? Look at that guy.
Elvis, it'll be a great Florida weekend. You come in tonight. We have dinner at St. Augustine. Tomorrow night, we'll go to Jason Aldean.
Yeah. Cool. I would love that. Now, you know, flying down, I got to be back tomorrow. All right, so what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to relax. I was thinking about looking at like Amtrak tickets and seeing if there's somewhere close by that I should just go and visit. But for the most part, I think I'm just going to stay home.
I may Amtrak down to Philly. I love going to Philly,
but not by myself.
I mean, it's me and the dog. I mean, I don't know.
I'll go with you. I got lots of friends in Philly.
What, Nate?
Actually, we were going to go to Philly tomorrow to get her ring. What do you call
sized?
It? Sized. Or
tightened. Sized.
Tightened, whatever size.
Okay, well, again, I'm not worried about your weekend. I'm worried about
you
mine.
Wanted to join?
Do you want to come to the escape room?
No, I don't.
Okay.
See, here's the thing. Wanting to do something, but getting to the point in your life where you just don't want to do anything, it's conflict.
It
I'm like,
is.
I do. Oh, that sounds great. Not going to do it. All right. Don't worry about me. I'll just sit home and drink myself to sleep.
No, we can hang out if you're bored. If you're bored.
Okay, thanks.
Elvis has what I call HOMO, the happiness of missing out.
Oh, yes. That's what I have.
I've got HOMO.
I got that, too.
Got a little HOMO?
Whenever I see, like, pictures of, like, Scary at a party, like, slamming down and whatever, I'm just like, I have, thank God I'm not there.
I'm so HOMO.
Yeah.
The happiness of missing out.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
All right.
Maybe we should change it to JOMO, joy.
Yes.
Okay, but let's go back to what you said. Your proposition wasn't that sexy, Gandhi.
Well, no, I meant because I don't want to encroach on your plan. So if you feel like you want to do something, let's do it.
No, I have zero plans. But the way you put it, you were like, I'll do something. And if you're like really bored.
No, that came out the wrong way.
Yeah.
When you say that to somebody, though, when you go, if you really want to, it means like, you really don't want to.
If I have to, I'll hang out with you.
No, I have no plans this weekend. So I'm wide open if anyone wants to chill.
You can come to the escape room.
All right, let me use process of elimination. Scary, I'm sorry. Not until you're eating and drinking can I hang out with you. All right?
Okay, fair enough.
Nate, hang out with your fiance. You're good.
Okay.
Danielle, don't want to go to an escape room.
Okay.
I've been there, done that.
That's fine.
You know, and Gandhi, you're trying to do a pity hang.
No, it's not pity.
Yeah, Froggy, you're way too far. So
you would love Caps. I'm telling you.
I'm not going to do that. Okay, so as of now, I'm still.
I noticed Brody didn't invite you anywhere.
I know. It's okay. He's busy.
Okay.
He's busy watching his big screen TV.
Yeah.
All right, so as of now, I've got HOMO.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The happiness of missing out, but kind of FOMOing a little bit.
Yep.
All right. Tell you what, let me think about it. Let me brew on that. Let's get into your first Danielle report of the day. Danielle.
All right. So I don't know if you've seen it, but LeBron James got a tattoo of Kobe on his leg, this huge tribute. It's right in the front of his leg.
It's really
cool. I mean, it's covered because, you know, they got to cover it for a few days, but it looks awesome. How exciting is this? When the Hamilton movie comes to the big screen, it will feature the original Broadway cast.
Wow. That's awesome.
Woo! That's according to Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's why I said it wrong.
But just like the original Hamilton cast, it'll be in the theaters, right?
Yeah.
They won't let you in. You can't get in.
Yeah, you're right. The tickets are going to be too tough.
Can't go.
That's exciting. And this is awesome. I just tweeted this out at Danielle Monero. What am I? Danielle Monero's Twitter.
Oh my God, are you brain farting?
No, because Twitter and Instagram's two different things because somebody had my Instagram, I had to, you know, switch it up.
Huh.
So my Twitter is at Danielle Monero. Two teen brothers spent 8 years remaking Toy Story 3 with real toys and themselves. Like, they used their moms. It is so cool. You need to check it out. Really? So I tweeted out the link for you. Yeah, okay. It's really, really cool. So our friends, the Property Brothers, they're moving into the kids' TV space with a preschool animated series. Drew and Jonathan are doing Builder Brothers Dream Factory.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and they're the characters, and they're brothers with big dreams.
I love
them.
It's
pretty cool. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be good.
You know what's funny? Because one of them is Drew, you know, Drew Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so my one of my best friends, my second father, is Drew Scott. So right. Every once in a while, I'll send a text to Drew, but it goes to Drew.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And so we connect all the time accidentally. But that's so cool. They're getting their own kids show.
Yeah, isn't that cool? It looks like it's going to be fun.
I'm
so.
In.
So I don't know if you're like me. My house is all about the gaming. You know, I have two boys. So somebody made $17 million last year playing Fortnite. His name is Tyler Blevins. But if you're a gamer, you know him as Ninja.
Yep.
And he was the top earning gamer of 2019. This is according to Forbes. But here's the kicker. Listen to this. He made less than $100,000 of that money actually playing. He made all the rest: endorsements, fees, sponsorships. That's how you make your money when you play games. That is crazy.
That's how Scary makes his money.
That's how he makes his money.
This is how he made his $14 million.
Season 3 of The Masked Singer will get that coveted post Super Bowl spot. So stick around and watch that. Froggy is going to see Jason Aldean tonight.
Yep.
Did you see what he said about his new house in Tennessee?
No.
He's making a backyard that looks like a Corona commercial.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
And more endorsement fees for Jason Aldean. Happy birthday to Justin Timberlake. Whoa, this is awesome.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. When you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop. You, when you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, 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 and ain't nobody leaving soon. So keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling.
Justin Timberlake.
Break it down.
Got this feeling in my body.
Hey, can't stop the feeling. I love that story about Justin Timberlake kissing Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Now, is this story in her new book?
Yes. Yeah.
So Justin Timberlake had a bet with Ryan Gosling to see who could tongue kiss her first.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
That's not cool.
You kiss. You but put your tongue in my mouth because you like me, not because you have a bet with Ryan Gosling.
I gotta say though,
damn you!
If you have a bet with Ryan Gosling and Justin Timberlake over me, it's not too bad.
I mean, worse things have happened in the world.
Exactly.
You will not use my mouth for Ryan. Anyway, there you go. So when's that book officially out?
It's like in the beginning of February.
You're so excited.
Oh,
right?
I cannot wait.
I bet Danielle takes off the month of February just to read that book.
I might.
All right. Welcome to Friday.
Hey, guys. This is Selena Gomez.
What's up? It's Fletcher.
This is Post Malone.
With Elvis Duran.
How dare you?
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Stamps.com. They bring all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. It's so easy. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. Get a 4-week trial plus postage and digital scale when you go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Elvis. That's stamps.com. Enter the code Elvis. So, is this true? Is this Tony Baloney's?
Yeah,
Tony Baloney's.
Yeah.
They brought this pizza in today. It's the Halal Lady. Anyway, you should see this thing because you know Uncle Johnny, Halal Lady. He makes these Sicilian meatballs with raisins and things in them. They're just fantastic. They made this pizza. That thing must weigh like 10,000 pounds.
Wow.
Anyway, in honor of Uncle Johnny. So
he said 20 pounds.
Well, okay. A 20-pound pizza.
Damn it.
That weighs twice as much as my dog. Anyway, so we'll try some Tony Bologna's. We'll put some picture up. I think Allie's putting pictures up on social now. So we'll get to that in a minute. Thank you, Tony Bologna's, for coming in. Yeah. Jeez. They got some wings. I mean, they're ready. They're ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the big game.
Oh.
That's right.
Diamond.
Good morning.
Good morning. So today is what?
Inspire Your Heart with Art Day.
Oh,
I love that.
Isn't it so cool?
Yeah.
So just go out, go to a gallery, a theater, cinema. Music venue.
There's art everywhere, and art music is art. You're right. That's a very good point. You know, I bought my first piece of art years and years and years ago. I saw this little painting, and I was so inspired by it. And the guy that owned the gallery said, "Well," and it was a couple hundred dollars. I was like, "Well," he said, "I'll let you pay it out slowly, like layaway."
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
Layaway art, and I still have that piece of art, and it inspired me. It still does when I look at it. Yeah,
love it.
Art. Just moves. There was once I went to this gallery in Italy with some friends. I sat in front of this painting for maybe 2 hours.
Really?
I just stared at it. I cried.
Oh.
I laughed. I mean, it was the most emotionally moving painting I've ever seen.
Wow.
Art does move you. But when you said music, don't forget, that's true. Music is art.
It is.
It is.
If a song moves you, then it's art. Where's Scotty B? Today is also Backward Day.
Backward Day.
Here he comes.
Oh,
here we go.
All right. Now, the reason we bring Scotty B in is because he speaks backward.
It is straw cab yad.
I'm sorry, what?
Weirdo. Straw cab yad.
It's, yeah.
Backwards.
Get it backwards day.
That's right. It's backwards day. Please. I love it. We used to talk backwards fluently in high school. It was fantastic. So no one knew what we were talking about.
Question for you.
70s.
I question for you. This is I have a language question. Is it backward or backwards?
Oh.
I think it's backward.
But I think it's backward as well. I've heard both, but and I say it both ways.
I think if you're facing the opposite way, it's backwards.
Oh, God.
Right? Like if you turn around, you're facing backwards.
If you're moving backwards. Okay, both backward and backwards are correct. Most sources say that when using the word as an adverb, backward is standard in American English. Blah, blah, blah.
I wish they would say that about all the words I say, that both are correct.
But watch this. Scotty, say... I want my salad in backwardese.
Toa im Dallas.
Wow, how the hell do you do that so fast?
I don't know.
That's a skilled man.
Talent. Yeah,
that's have a dude it. Yag.
Okay, bye.
What did that
have
mean?
Have a good day.
Oh, have a good day.
Something is wrong with that man.
Okay, so how do we celebrate Backward Day?
So how I'm going to celebrate is by answering the phones and saying, goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Well, where does Backward Day come from? What is it?
Oh, so it started in Rome a really long time ago, centuries ago. It was a day called Saturnalia.
In more.
Oh, I was so confused.
Okay, so you just to the point, where, what are we doing? Where did it come from?
Well, so that day is where they basically flipped social norms upside down.
Oh.
So owners of big houses would serve their servants those days and stuff like that, which is really cool to think about now. Right. So yeah, that's where the day came from. Okay. And we just flip everything upside down. So eat hot pizza for breakfast.
Oh, right. That's what we're doing.
So today is Inspire Inspire Your Heart with Art Day and Backward Day. And there you have it.
All right.
Hey, who is, there's a new intern out there sitting next to you. Dude. And he's wearing a tie.
I walked out there. I said to him, I don't know who you are, but this is not going to work.
Can you get him in here?
When he walked in, I thought it was a sales guy. I'm like, why is there a sales guy here so early?
Our sales guy don't even, guys don't even wear ties.
I know.
Well, you're an intern here, right? You're new?
Yes.
What's your name?
Noah.
Noah. Oh, you took your tie off.
Yes, I was bullied into tie.
Oh! Wait, hold on. Okay, so wait. Hold on. Someone bullied you into taking off your tie?
No. Yeah. What do you, you know.
Do you want to name names?
Noah, where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut originally.
Right, okay. The land of ties.
Yeah. The land of ties, they grow there.
Where do you go to school?
I go to NYU.
Okay. So, you've actually interned with like some big shows, right?
Yeah, I used to be an intern at Colbert, Fallon, Seth Meyers.
Wow. Shut up. Yeah. That's awesome.
Look at that. Now,
good
now
for
you're...
you.
Totally slumming it with our show.
No.
Did you have to wear a tie? A certain tie?
No, I never had to wear a tie. I just like wearing a tie. I don't know. Aww. I feel very energized and put together. Now I feel really tired.
No. It's like Samson.
Out of my element.
Samson and his hair.
Yeah.
Okay, Noah, feel free. Go put your tie back on. You be Noah. Don't let anyone bully you into taking off that tie. But understand, this is the land of we make fun of everyone for every reason.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Welcome to intern Noah.
Welcome, Noah.
Thank you.
First day on the job wearing a tie.
Of us bullying him. Poor Noah.
Okay, get out of here. Welcome to the show. You're going to get really fat here. That's great. Brody, where'd you find him? That's excellent.
Oh, he's great, but I liked the way you told him, don't let anyone bully him. The first thing you said to me this morning was, who is that guy? Why the hell's he wearing a tie?
Yeah. And I don't think I make a good first impression when I walk outside and I go, nah, this is not going to work.
Okay, that was the bully.
Oh, yeah. When you asked him to name names, he was like, no, but he was looking right at you.
That's hilarious. Sorry. All right, well, and we have more interns we have to meet to next week, okay? Can we get into the new intern? I love our interns. We got the best. Let's get into the three things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right, the company that operated the helicopter that crashed killing Kobe Bryant and 8 others reportedly isn't certified to fly in poor conditions that require cockpit instruments only. That means the pilot has to be able to see outside the aircraft clearly.
Yeah.
However, air traffic control had given the pilot special permission to fly in the poor weather conditions. He reported visibility was good at first and then really got worse as the flight went on. The company, which is based out of Long Beach, has suspended all service altogether. Mm. PETA now wants Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to use a robot instead of the live critter for Groundhog Day.
No.
I know.
Oh, come on.
So they say that it's actually because an animatronic version can better predict how much winter is.
No, a shadow is a shadow.
Exactly.
Right. An animatronic is not real. How is it going to predict crap?
Well, no one predicts anything. The rodent does not predict weather. It's a shadow. If you could have a fist come out of the ground, it's a shadow or no shadow.
I believe.
Well, this Sunday is going to be the 134th annual Groundhog Day celebration. And finally, another reminder, if you are having a Super Bowl party and you're serving hot food or cold food, USDA food specialists say that you can only leave it out for 2 hours before people could possibly get sick. Unless you can control the temperature, don't do it.
You know, they shouldn't be worried about the temperature of the food being served at Super Bowl parties. We should be worried about the double dippers.
Yes, gross. I get so mad at double dippers. Yep. I'm like, you monster, who raised you?
No. I mean, we've got coronavirus going on.
Yep. Exactly.
I don't need double dippers in my party.
Nope. Cancel all the parties.
Cancel your double dippers. What's scary?
Now, what if you dip one side of a pretzel, you bite it, and then you flip it the other way?
No. And then your fingers right. touch the side that's now going in the dip.
Exactly.
You can't win.
No, you can win by not double dipping. It's pretty simple.
Put the dip on your plate.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a tongue condom on my tongue. Do they have tongue condoms?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they
can. I'm sure Amazon has them. All right, we got a phone tap for you, kicking off your weekend after this. Is this conversation really going to keep the listeners thrilled?
Yes.
Yeah. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, my gosh, Audible. Maybe tomorrow night while everyone else is out partying, I'll sit at home and listen to Audible.
Oh, Danielle just freaked out about some stuff she's got going on with Audible.
What do you have going on?
So I'm leaving for Florida next Wednesday, and the Jessica Simpson book will be out on Tuesday.
Excitement.
So I will have it for Audible to listen on the plane.
I will tell you, I finished my How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie last night on Audible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm moving on to my Edison. I'm reading, listening to Edison.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Audible has changed the way we read. We don't read anymore.
No,
we listen.
Have to.
And it's so much easier because you can do it anywhere and everywhere you are, working out or driving or just sitting there. You can actually sit in an empty, quiet house and listen to Audible. Mm-hmm. And you learn so much. You can go over the classics, all the books you used to read, listen to them again. It's so much better when you can absorb the stories. You can paint the pictures with your mind with Audible. Listen to Audible. Today, do it this weekend. Go to audibles.com/Elvis for 25% off. And this deal ends today, by the way. It's the 31st, right?
Yeah.
Go to audible.com/Elvis. So if you're listening to us on Q102 in Philly, hi.
I think we are high.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you can hear us now. I don't know. And my apologies if there's some confusion.
What a day.
You know how it is when you really need to walk, but your foot falls asleep?
Uh-huh. That's what's going on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. The texts. Hey, what's going on? Technical difficulties. The show sounds like chipmunks are on the air. You're playing a bunch of commercials while speeding up and slowing down. Did someone pass out and whack their head on the keyboard?
It is National Backward Day.
Hey, but they love us. They love us in Wyoming. All right.
Hey, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Wyoming, hello.
So they're working on it, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's being fixed.
Who the heck's running your control room today? Sounds like chaos. Commercials over songs, songs over commercials.
Things going backwards for backwards day.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, God. Oh, this is off. This is what it feels like when you're a parent and your child is not feeling well.
Yep.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? So it is Super Bowl weekend. And someone just said, oh, my God, I heard a commercial on your station from a chip company, but they used the word Super Bowl. Did you know about this?
Uh-oh.
Okay, again, if they're an official Super Bowl sponsor, they can use the word Super Bowl.
Right.
If they're not, you'll hear them say big game.
Mm-hmm.
So I never understood why the Super Bowl people were worried about that. Because wouldn't you want people just to know, hey, the Super Bowl this weekend, the big game, what's
well,
that?
Well, unless they attach it to something stupid that I wouldn't want to be any part of, then yeah. I'd be like, no, you can't use my name for
come
that.
Come down to the Super Bowl wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah.
Is it out of respect for the companies that pay a lot of money to be the sponsor?
Of course it's about money.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I get that.
Oh.
It's like, I don't want someone using Elvis Duran Morning Show name and trying to make money.
Right. Or if they're going to make money, you should at least get some.
Yeah. And I don't think there's any money to be made using our name. Whatever. We're about to get into your phone tap with Garrett. Garrett's here.
Yep. Good morning.
And what's that, Scary?
So I got an email yesterday complaining that we didn't properly say the name of the place where the Super Bowl is. It is Hard Rock Stadium. They said Hard Rock paid a lot of money for that. Don't ever call it Dolphin Stadium. So we got an email complaint because somebody made a fleeting mention of...
Did it say, like, joe@hardrockstadium.com?
It actually was.
It was?
Yes, it was.
It was. Yes, it was.
It was. And I'm the one that made the mistake. I should know it's Hard Rock Stadium. I apologize. But to be in all fairness, it's had more names than P. Diddy
has. Yeah,
it has. In the last, like, 6 years. However, it is now Hard Rock Stadium. It's been Hard Rock Stadium for a long time.
But wait a minute.
And it is a very nice place.
But guess what? Okay, Hard Rock, then you can pay me, and then I will make sure I say Hard Rock Stadium every time. I can say Dolphin Stadium if I want.
You know what? It is very hard because it was originally Dolphin Stadium. It's like me with Shea Stadium. It's not that anymore, where the Mets play in New York. But it's like it's Citi Field. But in my head, it's still Shea Stadium. Like, I still say Shea Stadium.
But what I'm saying is, look, if they want to be nice and say, hey, by the way, it is Hard Rock Stadium. But if they, like, get bullying with me, we don't have to say Hard Rock Stadium.
Right.
All fairness, it's been Pro Player, Joe Robbie, SunTrust, mm-hmm. Dolphins, Landshark Lager. It has had a ton of names. It is Hard Rock Stadium now, though.
You know what they ought to do? If they have enough money. I would love to see a game at Tampon Stadium.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? cool. Like, can anyone buy in?
What's the logo?
Maybe there? You can pull some strings and get tickets.
Oh, God.
Froggy.
Oh, no, that's not good.
And
Froggy.
They serve Bloody Marys until...
All right, Danielle, that was
Danielle.
Really...
Danielle.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Garrett, move us forward.
I'll try.
Phone,
all right.
With a phone tap. Go right ahead.
So Olivia wants to play a phone tap on her dad, Eric. Now, Olivia just got out of a relationship a few weeks ago with a guy dad really never met. So Olivia said, now's a good time. Let's call dad as the new guy that I'm dating that he still hasn't met.
All right. Let's see what happens in Garrett's phone tap.
Hello.
Hey, Eric. Hi. Joe Goldberg. Are you home right now?
Yes.
There's a reason why I wanted to call you. I've kind of fallen in love with your daughter.
Okay. How long have you known each other?
We've went out on a date.
One date?
Yes.
You've seen her for one date and you're in love with my daughter?
Yes. Yeah, it's weird.
Does she know you're calling me right now?
No. I just looked up your number in her phone when she went to the bathroom during the date because I'm calling to ask for your permission to marry your daughter.
You got to be kidding
sir,
me.
It's actually not a joke. I went out on a date with her 2 days ago, and you know, when you know, you know. And I think I know that she knows that I know that we know that we're in love.
You go marry my daughter. Why don't you?
Amazing.
Best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
I just got this odd call from this guy, Joe Goldberg. He says he went on a date with you.
So I actually just met him on a dating app called Rebound.
What's that?
Rebound is for, like, people who just, like, got their heart broken. And I...
You know what? A rebound is not a good thing. I don't know about that.
This guy goes through breakups. Like, what, he's not supposed to date anymore because he had a rough go with his last relationship?
That's not my concern. I don't want him dating you. He told me he went through your phone to get my phone number when he went to the bathroom, and he tells me he wants to marry you after one date.
Wait, he wants to marry me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not ready to marry him right now, but, like, I don't know. I want to continue to see him and down the road. If that's where it leads, then
what?
I don't want him to think he's going to marry into, like, a crazy family. Hold on. I have a text coming through. Oh, he says he has some really big news and needs to see me tonight.
Are you high? Are you smoking weed again? We talked about this.
No, I'm not high. I mean, I might be a little, like, high on life and love with after meeting him because...
If you're going, I'm coming with you. How about that? I'll put an end to it myself.
You're sounding like a stalker now. Like, what, you're going to follow me and kill me?
Hey, Eric.
Hello?
It's Joe.
Joe, as in Joe Goldberg?
No, actually, my name's actually Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped by your daughter.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know
Joe
if I'm bad or
mean
or Olivia.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
poor dad.
Oh, my God. My first thought was creepy Joe Goldberg. No.
Yeah, from what? From you.
Yeah, yep. Stalker killer.
Garrett's phone taps always have little Easter egg names for characters. Very nice. My favorite. Hi. I'm not high. Maybe I'm high on life. Thank you.
Love.
Thank you, Garrett.
You're welcome.
If you have an idea for a phone tap, someone in your life is very gullible, phone tappable, let us know. Go to ElvisDuran.com and click on the phone tap link. All right. So more on the Philadelphia story. So here's a listener sent in what it sounds like listening to our show. Want to hear this?
Oh, hold
on.
Yeah.
That's what we sound like.
Whoa.
It sounds like we're taking Scary's diet pills.
Oh. have you discussed, I'm sorry, I've been out of the room, why it's happening, the poor person?
Yeah, there's a poor person.
Well, no, I've been in that situation, and I think all of us in radio have been in that situation.
No.
Where you're, maybe not you, Elvis, because you're, you know, the master at this, but... I think we've all been in that situation where you did something wrong and it's just so embarrassing and everybody hears it and
okay, so what are you telling me?
No, I just feel bad for the person responsible.
No,
for,
I do too, but yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. No, I'm laughing at it. Trust me. I'm in the back. I got chicken wings.
Oh, you know, okay. Hey, I can tell Nate's nervous because he's laughing while he's talking.
No, I'm not. No, here's,
you just did it.
No.
I'm not. Aren't you a little embarrassed?
No, I feel bad for the person.
See, you're doing it.
No, no, I'm just saying. I've been in that situation, and you know, it's
okay. All right, that's all good. Q102 is a very, very, very important.
I know. Oh man, yeah.
Well, so Smiling Steven is our producer there, but he's not there today.
No, he's on his way here.
Why is he on his way here?
Because his fill-in is taking care of everything.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So anyway.
Oh my gosh, his poor fill-in.
What's that scary?
I was once covering an afternoon shift on a Saturday at Z100 in New York, and the same exact thing happened because you have this one button pushed that shouldn't be pushed, and everything you're doing in the background is going right over the radio along with the music and the commercials.
Yep. I've done that too.
We've all been there. You have too, Elvis, haven't you?
No. Oh. And I'll tell you why. I tell you why, and it's not the best excuse, but it's true. I don't know how to do all that stuff.
Right.
I don't know how to like edit. I purposefully did not learn how to edit on what's that thing called?
Vox Pro.
Yeah, that thing. I don't know how to do it. Because you know why? Because if you know how to do it, you have to do it. I'd rather someone else do it. Because I just want to like push on and off. That's all I want to do. Because it goes back to the old days where we used to have to cut our own commercials.
Yeah.
And they would say, well, Elvis, can you go back to this production studio and do a commercial for whatever? I was like, no, I don't know how to use the equipment. Okay, we'll get Hal Knapp to do it. Thank you, Hal Knapp.
Thank you.
So Hal Knapp is still employed by Z100 here in New York because I don't know how to push the buttons.
Oh, wow.
See, that's smart. If you tell me you know how to do it, oh, okay, Mr. Know-It-All, then go do it.
Right.
I know nothing.
They told me the same thing when I got here. They said, oh, you used to run a board in college? Yeah, don't do it. I'm like, why? Because they're going to make you
so
do it.
So the more you learn, the worse it is for you?
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
I used to say knowledge is power, but now I'm thinking lack of knowledge is power.
Sometimes I just do the damsel thing. Hi, Garrett. Could you come in here and help me?
Oh,
no.
Oh, I hate that.
He comes in and helps me. Why?
I hate that.
So let's move on to a Super Bowl halftime show. As you know, all we know, is that Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are co-hosting or co-performing, right, at Super Bowl halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming there'll be some surprises, but do we know for sure?
I mean, I think she said surprises, so we should
make. Okay. So looking back on other Super Bowl performances, they did a survey to find out who was your favorite performer. It's a tie between Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
They were together in 2014, and Lady Gaga in 2017.
Yeah, that Gaga was incredible.
I loved Bruno.
There was Coldplay with Beyonce, Bruno Mars with Mark Ronson. It's a tie also between Bruce Springsteen and Beyonce and Destiny's Child. Different performances.
Mm-hmm.
The Who in 2010. Justin Timberlake back in 2018.
Yeah, that was good.
Now, wasn't it Justin Timberlake with Janet Jackson for the wardrobe malfunction?
That was what caused so many problems in so many places.
2004. Right.
But here's one. Madonna, LMFAO, Nicki Minaj, MIA with CeeLo Green.
Sounds like an acid trip.
I know. That was a weird one back in 2012. I'm looking forward to it because I know I love my Jennifer Lopez and I love my Shakira.
I can't wait.
Now, what about the betting? Because everyone isn't already in here betting, saying, I bet you that Jennifer Lopez is going to kick it off with Let's Get Loud.
Yeah.
So how much you want to bet? You guys ready to bet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a good one because that gets the people off their feet and, you know, into the song.
All over 20s. I'm not going that high on a bet. What about you, Froggy? What are you thinking?
Everybody hates on the one that the Black Eyed Peas did with Fergie. I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think it was a terrible halftime show. But I saw a thing yesterday. They were ranking halftime shows the worst, the best and the worst. And that one showed up as the worst. I didn't think it was that bad.
Mm. What about you, Scary?
I will bet all of you that Wyclef comes out with Shakira to do their hit, Hips Don't Lie. And I will bet Ja Rule comes out with Jennifer Lopez to either do Ain't It Funny or I'm Real.
He's going
to
go, what's my name?
Ja Rule was quoted this morning saying, if I'm appearing at Super Bowl halftime, it's going to be a surprise to me. But he could be lying.
Yeah, he could be.
I don't think he's going on stage.
Why not?
Because he's had, I mean, between all the bad press he's gotten and just kind of not being around lately, yeah, people throw things, like, no way.
Oh, that song. Those songs.
I don't think Jennifer Lopez wants to take a chance of anyone booing at the Super Bowl.
Let's talk about Ja Rule, by the way.
Yes.
He was sucked into that, what was the name of it?
Firefest.
Firefest thing. Mm. You saw him on the documentary. I think Ja Rule had such a minimal role in that whole thing, but he made it seem as if he was like the president of the universe. So when stuff started like falling, he's like, "Whoa! Don't put it on me." I mean, I think his ego got out of hand, and he made it seem like he was responsible. He wasn't responsible for any
money. You think so? See, I think he played a bigger part in it than now he wants to admit. And when they called him at the end, and they were like, "Dude, this is fraud," he's like, "It's not fraud. It's false advertising. There's a difference." Like, dude, it's the same thing. You were a jerk. That's all awful. Mm.
I just remember we saw him in the airport in Miami, and Danielle goes, "Hey, look, it's Ja Rule. He's booking another Fire Festival." And he turned around and wanted to kick our ass.
Danielle.
He was on the phone, so I said it. I didn't realize I was that loud.
Danielle.
I never realized I'm that loud.
Danielle, you are always that loud. All right, let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle, what do you have?
All right, so it looks like Rihanna is a single lady, even though A$AP Rocky is so damn hot.
Yeah, he
is. Actually, Gandhi and I were sitting here before talking about him. Saying he's beautiful.
Man, when his Calvin Klein ad came out, I was like, what's up?
Yeah, he's cute. But it looks like they aren't dating, just hanging out. She still wants to be single. She doesn't want to jump into anything. Chris Rock and Sylvester Stallone are starring in Facebook's first ever Super Bowl commercial. So maybe like you were saying yesterday, Facebook is really trying to come back. Because the thing I mean, that's a lot of money. Like, Facebook needs a commercial. That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know.
You know, I guess.
Believe me, they've got plenty of money.
Okay, okay.
They're
not, just
they're not. Don't lose sleep over Facebook.
I won't. So did you see Justin Bieber? People keep complaining about his like porno mustache that he has. And he's basically.
It's very like Narcos.
It totally is. He took the social yesterday. He was like, "My life, my stash, just get used to it."
Cool.
So he doesn't
He's really,
really
trying hard to make that happen.
Yeah. He doesn't want anybody to say anything about him. Lori Loughlin listed her mansion for sale. So I think if we put our money together, we might be able to afford it. $28 million,
oh my
guys.
God.
Yeah, I'll Venmo you.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, and since we're talking about J-Lo at the Super Bowl, I've got a list of interesting facts about Jennifer Lopez. Would you like some of them?
Yeah.
She started singing and dancing lessons at age 5. When she told her parents she wanted to be an actor, they said it was a stupid idea because no Latinos did that.
Oh.
When Jennifer tried to be a fly girl in In Living Color, which is where we saw her start, she didn't get the gig. But the woman who didn't couldn't accept the job, and so she got it.
Nice.
She earned $1 million for playing the title role in Selena, making her the highest paid Hispanic actress in history up to that point. And what they didn't put in there was she was Danielle Monero's choreographer in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Is that why you danced so well?
That's why I danced so well. She was my freshman year at Preston High School. In theaters today, the rhythm section with Blake Lively, you have Gretel and Hansel. That is the version of the classic Grimm fairy tale. It's a dark, slow-paced horror movie.
Looks so creepy.
Just what we need.
I know. We do. We always need those. You know they make me happy. And today on Netflix, the Taylor Swift documentary, Miss Americana. That is already out. And Super Bowl. I mean, it's all about Super Bowl this weekend. And after Super Bowl, you get The Masked Singer.
There you have it.
Yep.
Right after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of Super Bowl, the odds makers are saying, I do believe the Kansas City Chiefs are edging out over the 49ers as predicted to be the winner of the
Go
Super
Chiefs.
Bowl. All right.
Yes.
And I'm in. I'm kind of okay with that. But you know what? The official way we predict who will win the Super Bowl is with our vibrator races.
Science.
So it is science. Yes. So we have our vibrators and our vibrator racing track ready to go.
Can I tell you what the most exciting thing to me is? One of the vibrators says New England Patriots. I can throw that one in the garbage because they're not in the Super Bowl. What's
Danielle.
Up now?
Danielle.
Makes me so happy.
Why
no
so bitter?
Because I'm a New Yorker.
Okay. All right.
And roots for the Yankees
so
and the Jets.
Do we want to bring in the vibrator racetrack? And we have, are the vibrators all gassed up and ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Producer Nate, you went to college to study how to produce a show like this.
Oh my gosh, this is just the pinnacle of my career.
Should I drag in the board, the thing, racetrack?
No, well, let them do it.
Oh, okay.
You're talent.
I know, but I don't mind manual labor.
No. All right, the vibrators are juiced up, ready to go. We will have our official Super Bowl 54, right? Studio 54 vibrator race coming up next.
No. Elvis Duran. Elvis Duran.
I love musicals.
You do?
In the morning show.
There's no single perfect bowl of oatmeal. I like mine sweet. You might like yours savory. But when you start with whole grain Quaker oats, there's your perfect bowl. And that's what matters. Look for Quaker Oats Instant Quaker Oatmeal and Quaker Oatmeal Cups. Quaker Oats. Our oats, your creation.
No!
I am addicted to this show.
Is it bad?
I'm sucking your attention in.
I love Elvis.
Oh my God, I just burped. You hear that?
Oh yeah.
I love the photos. They're my favorite thing.
I am going to stomp on your head if I find out who you are.
They just crack me up.
Hello, lady. Are you bananas?
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
We've got so much to do. We have the Super Bowl predictor vibrator races coming up. They've been over there testing our vibrators. Put that back, Gandhi.
Oh, it's hysterical to watch
this. I can't.
Gandhi, we need that. We need it for the race.
Cookies, y'all.
Stop it. Turn those off. What's so hysterical, Danielle?
Watching three grown men trying to figure out how to get these vibrator races going. Brody, Nate, and Skiri playing with the vibrators in the corner is so funny.
Well, you know what? We could have been librarians or doctors or lawyers. We decided to do vibrator races.
Yeah. I've never seen them more invested in something, though.
Well, no, I told them it better work. So anyway, we're going to use the vibrators to a race to see who is going to win the Super Bowl. Will it be the San Francisco or will it be the Chiefs? We'll find out.
Oh, Chiefs.
Speaking of, I received my Patrick Mahomes Gia pet. My Chia pet, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Because he has that hair.
Yeah.
Have you seen these?
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
Yeah. I think it's so cool. We have many things to look forward to in the month of February. National Pizza Day is on the 9th of February. World Radio Day is on the 13th. Of course, we have the Super Bowl. Sonic the Hedgehog comes out.
Ooh. Yes. Finally, with his good teeth.
Of course, a new season of The Masked Singer is going to be happening. Mm-hmm. So also, the end of January is bringing the end of dry January for a lot of people. Have you thought about what your first cocktail will be in the month of February?
Oh, probably the same as it always is, a glass of whiskey.
Yeah, I'm drinking the same stuff I drink all January.
Exactly.
If there's any left, I don't know. All right, let's get into the vibrator races. Are we ready to do this? I tell you what, let's go around the room first. Let's go around the room and then vibrator races. We will tell you through the winner of the vibrator race who is going to win the Super Bowl. Which team will win?
Okay.
Excited?
I'm very excited.
I don't even know what the accuracy is on this thing.
Yeah, the records have gotten lost in the ages of time, so I don't really know.
All right.
So it's got to be 100% then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go around the room and start with you, Danielle. What's going on?
So I'm at this point with my hair, which is so stupid and petty, but I know a lot of women go through this, where it's the halfway point. Like, it's you either cut it or you let it grow, but it's at that point where you can't stand it. And so you're like, you have to make that decision whether you live through it or you just chop it all off. And it's funny because I talked to a lot of girls. I talked to a couple girls about this yesterday, and they're like, that is the worst stage for hair ever because it's so annoying because you just don't know what to do.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
You know what I say about hair? You do what you want to do. Don't let anyone talk you into something.
Oh, no, I know.
Your hair.
It's my hair.
It is. Hey, producer Sam, what's up with you?
So although I am a vegetarian, I do think it's healthy to occasionally eat crow, and I'd like to do that right now. As we know, our friend Mike came in from Tony Baloney. God, he stopped laughing at me. And brought us food. And I have a personal relationship with him since he moved in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I was told he didn't bring any food. So when he came to say hi, I came hot out of the gate like, dude, you forgot about me. I can't eat what you brought. He goes, I had a eggplant parm sub I made just for you. It's off to the side.
Look at you just jumping his jumping his back.
Oh, that was delicious. I apologize for coming at you, bro.
So the moral of the story
is don't jump to conclusions and apologize when you do.
Okay, there you go.
How about that?
All right, Sam.
Sam's Sorry, learning Mike. Learning every hour. Hey, what's up with you, Skiri?
Well, I get really nuts about my Uber rating, and it's been going progressively up. You know, and now I was at a 4.90, and for some reason this morning I'm at a 4.89, and I don't know what I did to piss somebody off, and now I'm going through my ride history to see who it was. I mean, it's terrible. I don't want to see an 8. I want to see a 9.
This is an episode of Black Mirror on Netflix.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, your rating.
The ratings
your
rating. One, yeah.
Your ratings.
Go watch it.
Scary.
I didn't see that episode.
If this is what keeps you up at night, your Uber rating.
Oh, I think a lot of people have vested interest. I want to be seen in a positive light. I don't need an 8, a 4.8,
wow.
a 9.
This is a tough one.
Feel better. I'm a 4.87, so feel better. You're better than me.
Can I just say, I thought that my hair thing was petty. I'm passing the baton. No. The baton right there, baby.
No, I can't sleep at night because I'm worried about my Uber rating. I wish we could have friendship ratings or obnoxious ratings. What about you, Gandhi?
I think I'll eat a little crow, too, with Sam. So yesterday, we put out a little filter where you could tap on it and see which member of the show you are.
Oh, we have to talk about that. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I looked at it because a bunch of people tagged me in it, and of course, my name was spelled incorrectly, so I went off. But I complained to two people who I did not think did it. So I was extra rude with the email.
Who misspelled it?
No, I don't want to say it.
Yes.
I feel bad.
Do.
It was Tony.
Tony.
But Tony got the, like, hate email where I was like, I am irritated. I don't understand how this could happen. It's on Instagram. It's in my email address. Blah, blah, blah. We talk about it on the air all the time. And he sent me so many, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. This is horrible. Aww. I can't believe it happened. And I felt bad because I was like, and I wrote back to him. I said, honestly, Tony, if I knew it was you, I would have been nicer.
So you're eating crow today?
Eating crow. I'm sorry, Tony, for the mean email.
See, the thing is, had it been someone you didn't like, yeah. Been, yeah, I knew it was you.
Oh, yeah, would have doubled down.
Scoundrel.
Sent some mean emojis.
We love Tony Moly. All right. Well, there you have it. I'm nervous. I'm nervous because it's now time for the Elvis Duran Morning Show Vibrator Races. The red vibrator representing the Chiefs, the white vibrator representing the 49ers. Of course, the vibrator race is brought to us by our friends at Utz. We love Utz chips.
Now, can we use the term Super Bowl, or do we have to say big game while doing this?
Well, Super Bowl. I'm
okay.
Okay, who's going to win the Super Bowl? So, if you could describe the vibrator racing track, Gandhi.
All right. It is a long wooden board that has tracks set up in it, and somebody was nice enough to paint it, and it says Vibrator Speedway.
Yeah, Vibrator Speedway.
Yeah, so at the end, there's the little black and white checkered area for the winner, and at the top, we've got five lanes.
All right, let's go ahead and test the vibrators. The white vibrator representing the 49ers.
That's that.
Right there. All right, and the red vibrator is put against the microphone. Oh.
Oh, that one has more power.
Yeah, that one's
It's the D
bigger.
Battery one.
It's the D battery. Well, they should have the same battery.
No, that's not right, because in the world of football, they don't have the same team.
Well, sure. Okay, that's fine.
You never know. The smaller battery one may go faster because it has less weight. We don't know.
Exactly, Elvis.
That's what Nate always
says.
That's
the 49ers, and here's the here's the Chiefs right here. Wow. Okay. All right. Okay, guys. Okay, thank you. Okay, so how's this going to work, Nate?
Okay, so it's basically a race.
Okay, just speak into the microphone.
It's basically a race, so... Somebody has to say 1, 2, 3, go. Brody will release the Chiefs. I will release the 49ers, and then we'll see who gets there first.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
We are now going to predict accurately with our vibrator race. Oh, which is going to win? On your mark. Get set. Go. Race.
Oh, the red one's off. Oh, man, the Chiefs just definitely took it. That's
it.
That was it. Wait, hold on.
49ers.
Turn them off.
Limping.
Turn it off. Okay, turn it off. Hello, lady. Now, how did it win so fast?
That double D battery propelled it.
That was the Mahomes sweet home. He won.
Mahomes sweet home.
Wow.
Yeah, Mahomes.
I mean, I think it's going to be a blowout based on this result. It's definitely going to be a blowout.
According to our vibrators, it's going to be a blowout, said Nate.
Yeah.
Those words should never be used in a sentence together.
All right. I mean, wait a minute. It took like 3 minutes to set that up, and it took them less than 1 second to race.
We can run it again.
This is like that time we gave away the car.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God.
We had this contest where we're giving away a car. So everyone who won a key, you've heard these contests, had to come down and put their key into the ignition to start it up, and whoever started the car would win. So we had like 150 keys, 150 contestants in line ready for the, we're going to sit through this, and one of these keys is going to start the car. The very first key started the car.
That was my event, everybody.
And everyone in the back was like, what the?
And they were all looking at me like, well, what are you going to do now? I'm like, oh,
no, you go home. You've done it.
Yeah.
Well, we could try and run it again. Elvis, Brody and I were here calculating the pitch of the racing table, and we found the proper pitch to make the game, you know, go fairly quickly. But we could try
I think it's
again.
Because the one vibrator had the D. I think the fact that the D battery is what made it win.
It's the D.
It's some trials. It's always about the D. Did win, I will say.
Well, you could race them all day. You know, whatever you want to do.
Can I say Brody looks very comfortable holding that red one in his hand.
Yeah.
And that's not the vibrator.
Can I just say, when I brought the bucket of vibrators out, a couple of the women on the show, including Allie, were like, what are those things? As if she doesn't know.
Yeah, Allie, of all people.
All right, do you really want to race them again?
We can try and run it again, and if it's, you know, Chiefs
I tell you what,
win again.
If the 49ers win this one, then we'll have it. We'll do the best of three, okay?
Yeah, well, do you want to do the same vibrator, or I have an equi-sized vibrator with a D battery as well?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. These are not the life decisions I really thought I'd be making today. Okay, the red vibrator representing the Chiefs, the white vibrator representing the 49ers. Who will win the Super Bowl? On your mark, get set, go!
Yeah, and they're off! Oh, man! They're creeping along very slowly this time, but Brody's coming from behind.
I beg your pardon?
With the red one, the Chiefs moving slowly.
Oh, look at that.
He's passing Nate.
Oh, this is a good game.
The Chiefs are taking it.
Yeah, but it's...
The 49ers real slow. The 49ers have now turned sideways. And they seem to be stuck.
And
but the Chiefs forge on ahead.
Who's winning?
Slowly.
The Chiefs are way on ahead.
Here we go. Chiefs are about to cross the finish line. And they're done.
And there you have it. Once again, the Chiefs have won. Their vibrator rolled into victory. I think that was her name. Anyway, so there you have it.
Yay!
I feel titillated.
Me too. I'm exhausted.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so congratulations. Not only one, but two of our vibrator races proved to us that the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah, that's
Sunday
awesome.
At Super Bowl Sunday. This is so exciting.
I want the Chiefs to win. Go Chiefs.
Go vibrator.
Okay.
And there you have it. Now what do we do? I feel like we gave away the car.
I know. That's it.
Now there's nothing to do.
There's no post-game show?
You look worn out, straight Nate.
That was exhausting. Brody and I are sweating over here.
I know, but
it's hard running around with those vibrators.
You think you're exhausted? You should ask the vibrator how it feels.
Exactly. Yeah, my hands are still shaking from those vibrators.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Vibrator got lodged sideways.
Yeah, it was stuck sideways.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's part of the game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uncomfortable position.
I am going to do something differently this year while watching the Super Bowl. I am going to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
Usually I'm just there to eat, and the commercials are on. All right, shh, the commercials are on. And then they get back to play. All right, I need some more pigs in a blanket.
Will you live tweet all your thoughts and opinions?
No.
Man.
No, you don't want that. But I'm excited for the Chiefs to win. I'm sure they may not, you know. I don't even know enough to know why one team would win over the other. But I did meet Patrick Mahomes and his girlfriend, and they were very nice. So that's the reason I want them to win.
He's the reason the Chiefs will win.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's that.
Yeah. Don't we need a halftime show now or something? Because,
we should have a halftime flush the format.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's a little late for that, for this break. I'll tell you what. Let's get into the three things you need to know from Gandhi. You never know what's going to come creeping in to your ear hole after this next break.
Okay.
Gandhi, the three things, what are they?
All right, some Twitter users now calling for Senator Rand Paul to be arrested after he publicly named the alleged Ukraine call whistleblower on Thursday. He read the name aloud from a podium after walking out of the Trump impeachment trial. So, yeah, people are not very happy about that. This is...
Let me tell you, I was watching that impeachment trial yesterday.
Yeah.
The best nap I've had.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Puts you right to sleep.
Yeah, I was
so
deep.
Elon Musk wants to be an artist. So I don't know if you guys remember when the gorilla Harambe died, he made a tribute song for Harambe. Well, now he's made another song. It's called Don't Doubt Your Vibe. He has an Emoji Records account and he has posted this song.
Okay.
They say he's getting really inspired by his girlfriend Grimes, who is also a musician.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's now trying to venture into that. So I'm excited. And finally, we've talked about this all morning, but it's important to say if you're having a Super Bowl party, don't leave your hot or cold food out for more than 2 hours because that's when you have a risk of getting sick.
Do not double dip. Do not double dip as well.
And don't double dip. That's gross. And don't do the thing where you thought you bit one side, flip it around, and dip the other side because your gross fingers were on it too.
Yeah,
that's scary.
Be aware. Don't hand jam. Don't double dip.
Yeah,
these are the rules for the weekend. Thank you, Gandhi.
I'm waiting.
Elvis Duran in the morning.
It's scary. You could tell when I'm not on my A game. I mean, we're together every morning. So if you have a cold, do what we do. Take Mucinex Night Shift before bed. It helps relieve cold and flu symptoms to help you get to sleep.
Damn those Girl Scout cookies. Those new ones, they're called lemonades or whatever they are. Oh, I just had two of them.
Oh no. Boy.
That's a lot.
I feel like two in the grand scheme of Girl Scout cookies is nothing. I can house a sleeve.
A sleeve?
Yeah, I can take it down.
Hey, Andrew, can you bring me some of those lemonade cookies? I may go for a half.
Those are big, too, with those lemonade cookies.
I know. Yeah. I may have a half. We have sound with Garrett on the way. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew's sister's coming to see us.
She is?
Yeah.
I love Jackie.
Yeah, those are already open, I think, right? Oh, did you guys have these?
They're good.
No, these are new this year, correct?
They are they new this year?
I think so.
They came out last year.
Yeah.
They are?
What? I thought they were.
They are? I had them last year.
I don't know where.
Well, the packaging is certainly new.
Hey.
Yes.
As you know, Andrew, for years, has been trying to get on Survivor.
Yes.
Isn't Jeff Probst coming in next week?
Monday. I see him in the face.
Yes. Now, so did everyone see the shirts you had printed up?
No, not yet. But we have shirts, people. They are...
Well, go grab one. Look, it says Survivor Needs Andrew.
Aww. Obnoxious green with some orange on it. He has to be able to see these.
So when Jeff Probst comes in, do we all agree we're going to wear those?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because we want Andrew to get on Survivor.
So thank badly.
You. Thank you. It's been 2 years since I've seen him last, so...
All right, we're going to try again.
Ready for this.
All right.
Thank you.
Why? Oh, well, here's negative Nancy over here. What's the problem?
Oh, hi,
there?
Nance. He's been trying so hard. I mean, I feel bad for the kid, but... I mean, maybe there's a reason Jeff Probst doesn't want him on the show.
I think the t-shirt's going to push him over the edge.
Okay.
I think Andrew needs to come across as more cutthroat and dramatic, because he can be, but he keeps it kind of secret.
Yeah,
you're
very mild-mannered. He's mild-mannered.
He's not, though. That's the thing. He presents himself as mild-mannered, but they need to see your other side.
Your bitchy side. The one you show us.
Exactly. Yeah. You are daddy's cupcake baked by the devil.
Daddy's cupcake. Oh,
I
like that.
You know what we could do. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it on the show, but... We should kidnap.
What?
We should kidnap him.
Yeah.
That's good.
Who in the what now?
Jeff Probst.
I'm in.
I mean, I'm not against it. I'll do anything.
Let's kidnap Jeff Probst and hold him for ransom until they agree to have you on the server.
Hey, what if you go and audition for Naked and Afraid? That's kind of similar.
I would never do that because you don't get any money. Why am I going on a show and torturing myself to not win money?
Oh. If you saw me naked, you'd be very afraid.
All right, I'll work on the hostage plan. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right, let's get into sound with Garrett. Garrett, what's going on?
All right, let's start with some new music now. You can listen to all these songs, Elvis Duran's new music Friday on iHeartRadio. Meghan Trainor has a new album out. She's coming to see us in a few weeks. This is Nice to Meet You featuring Nicki Minaj.
Boom, I turn every head when I walk in the room. Pretty in real life, hit my pics with the zoom. A 10 when they rate it like tune. Elevated to the penthouse, we ain't stopping anytime soon.
Yep.
Not bad.
And then...
Yeah, Meghan Trainor Tuesday.
Yes, right. Meghan Trainor on Tuesday. She also brought out the Pussycat Dolls for her album. Genetics.
They spell genetics. I love it.
Just all right. In case.
Now, Donna Missel, if you don't know the backstory, Donna Missel, artist, she sounds amazing, but she went to high school with our very own Sam, and she stole Sam's boyfriend from Sam, and then she went on to become a great singer and have a great career so far. So Donna has a new song. It's called Hurt By You.
Stop trying to debase me.
All right, Taylor Swift has a new documentary out on Netflix, and this is a song that goes with it. It's Only the Young.
The game was rigged, the ref got tricked, the wrong ones think they're right. You were outnumbered this time. But only the young.
Only so wait, so her documentary came out at midnight?
Yep.
Where is it?
Netflix.
All right.
A lot of people are saying you see a different side of Taylor Swift, not the, she's perfect. You see raw, real Taylor Swift we don't get to see a lot of. Kesha. Kesha has her song Tonight. Sounds like this. Friday Anthem.
Okay, we're going out tonight. Don't want to stay home. I got my girls to call the Uber because I can't find my phone. I'm getting ready.
I wonder what Kesha's Uber rating is. She leaves a mountain of glitter in the backseat.
You got to think it's perfect. And then Dua Lipa. This came out last night as well. This is called Physical.
All night,
heard it, and the first thing I thought was, Elvis is going to like this song.
I like this song.
I do like that.
I like it so much, I'm going to play the whole thing. Oh, you're a good cool. American, Thank Garrett. You. We love you. This is Physical, brand new Dua Lipa.
To go to sleep when I got you next to me.
There you go, Dua Lipa, Physical. I like that. That sounds very 80s.
Burned some calories there.
Yeah. Well, of course, you say that. We're just sitting here eating cookies.
Literally, that's what we're doing.
Okay, back to this Girl Scout cookie thing. So I ordered the lemonades. I thought these were the new lemon ones, but these are the old, these have been around.
Yeah, so apparently lemonades are the classic and lemon ups are the new.
Well, I remember ordering the lemon ups, so I want... Hey, Girl Scouts, give me my money back or give me some lemon ups.
You know, threaten some Girl Scouts.
You know, I'm not afraid to go and complain to the Girl Scout customer service department.
Nor should you be.
Brody.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts give me the wrong lemon cookies.
Oh, I will call them and complain. I will get you free cookies and a gift card for next year.
Okay, thank you. That's why we have Brody around. Okay, back to sound with Garrett. Yes. We actually have more sound. Go right ahead.
All right, so with the Super Bowl this weekend, Jimmy Kimmel had some NFL players that we all know stop down and read some mean tweets they received.
Oh, I hate this.
It's fun.
I actually love it.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butt in my chin.
I imagine Patrick Mahomes' barber is a superhero who has to run out and save the world every time he gets halfway through Mahomes' haircut.
This dude, Travis Kelce, looks like the Notre Dame leprechaun.
Joey Bosa's nose is so big, it looks like he's been lying every day for his whole life. It's a good one.
Sonny Michelle, more like Panasonic Michelle so far.
Clay Matthews is the type of dude who farts into a bottle of Sunny D, puts it in the fridge,
and then consumes it the next morning.
Ew. Wow.
It's true, though. It's so true.
All right. What else you got?
All right, so tonight is a big concert down in Miami from Pepsi with Lizzo and Harry Styles. But last night, Lizzo had her own show kind of warm up for tonight's big Pepsi show, and she brought out Harry Styles to do Juice together.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So tonight, big show, Pepsi, with Lizzo and Harry Styles in Miami.
Excellent. You're still a good American. Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. No problem.
Hey, I want to also talk about one you brought up yesterday. I want to replay this. Please. Now, tonight during, I think, second quarter, you're going to see a commercial from WeatherTech. WeatherTech, of course, I love WeatherTech stuff. You put them in the bottom of your truck, the pickup truck, keeps it all clean. Yep. Anyway, the owner of WeatherTech had this really beautiful dog that got cancer. Took this dog in to Wisconsin University. What's the name?
University of Wisconsin Madison.
Yes, to their veterinary school.
Yep.
And they cured his dog's cancer. So he actually bought this commercial. You'll see it second quarter tonight, encouraging us to donate.
Yep.
Donate to the university veterinary school, and I think that's so cool. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Scout, and I'm a lucky dog. And it's not just because I found this cool stick, or that I was in the WeatherTech commercial on the big game last year. It's that I'm a cancer survivor, had a tumor on my heart, and only a 1% chance of survival. I'm alive thanks to a cutting-edge program at the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine. Their research has the potential to save millions of pets' lives.
Pets make a difference in your life. You can make a difference in theirs. Donate now at weathertech.com/donate.
There you go. He spent a lot of money on that commercial. So yesterday, of course, there are those who text in, well, why didn't you just spend that money you spent on the commercial, just donate it to the college? And my answer to that is, you don't know how much money he's already given to that college.
Right, exactly.
Right.
People chip on shoulder. Stop it.
Right. And more people that see that, their heartstrings will be pulled.
Oh, yeah.
And people love to help pets out, so there will be lots of money.
Exactly.
Donated.
And instead of spending the money, just go get WeatherTech stuff for your car. Hey, WeatherTech's doing some great stuff, but here's something you can do on your own and do something good.
There you go.
David McNeil is the founder, by the way.
And I love that commercial. Thank you, Garrett. Let's get into the Danielle Report. Hi, Danielle.
Hello. So did you guys know that the characters on The Simpsons don't age? I mean, we figured that out, I'm sure, by now. If they were what they should be, Homer Simpson would be 31 years older than he is now. Bart Simpson would be the age that we see Homer as right now.
Oh, God.
That's because it's been 31 years. So it's crazy.
Oh, yeah,
goodness. That's what they're saying. If it's the age that they say on the show. The Property Brothers have a new animated kids show in the works. It's called Builder Brothers Dream Factory. 10-year-old twins Drew and Jonathan will help solve problems in their neighborhood. They dream big and they have lots of friends, and it's going to be a pretty cool thing. So that'll be excited. Hayley Williams dropped a new solo track called Leave It Alone. You remember her from Paramore.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about Dua Lipa. Well, her new album, Future Nostalgia, will be out on April 3rd. We have her new single, Physical, which you just heard, but her album's coming out as well. Billy Ray Cyrus is promoting his daughter Miley's new music by saying, it will kick some ass.
All right.
There you go. That's his dad's words.
Okay.
Thank you, Dad.
Lil Baby has a new album called My Turn. It's coming out February 28th. And Justin Timberlake made out with Jessica Simpson. But it isn't what you think. They were both single. It was years and years ago. And apparently, Justin had a bet with Ryan Gosling at the time as to who could tongue kiss Jessica first. And obviously, Justin won. You can read all about that in Jessica Simpson's book, which comes out next week. Jessica better pay me. I am the biggest Jessica Simpson promoter that there is.
I wish we could get her on the show.
Yeah, why can't we, Nate? She's doing the rounds.
Okay. See, that's a negative how you ask that. Why can't we? No, you should say, let's get her.
Let's get her, Nate.
Let's be positive.
Thank you, Elvis.
Go get her, Nate.
And if you don't get her on, then we'll be negative.
You've got the Rhythm Section, Gretel and Hansel. They are in your theaters today. Miss Americana is on Netflix. That's your Taylor Swift documentary. Also, Super Bowl going down this weekend. We all know that. And after Super Bowl, if you want, The Masked Singer is the show that you'll get to see.
You know, yesterday was Dave Brody's birthday.
Yeah.
And we just... It was like going through the motions with us. Oh, here's your card. Oh, happy birthday. We didn't even use his name. It was happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And then here's the cake. We brought out the cake, the same cake Gandhi got.
Yep.
And so Brody was like, so I'm hoping he went out and had a good birthday last night.
He said he's going out this weekend. Yeah. I don't know what if he did.
Well, that's
last
good.
Night.
Yeah. He should. But then we started receiving texts from people talking about the worst birthdays they ever had.
I love those.
You know what? You know, my motto has always been, if it's your birthday, you really should be treated a little, at least a little better than you're typically treated.
Okay. I can understand that a little bit. I feel like I need to reward my mom on my birthday because she's the one that did all the hard work. I'm just here.
The push
not
day.
Not doing anything. Yeah.
I agree.
She pushed you out.
Yeah. Pretty much. And then she had to live with me for the rest of my life. Well, at least until I left.
Right.
Yeah.
No, she's still living with you. I'm
yeah, exactly.
Sure.
She still has to be my mom, poor
hey,
lady.
Gandhi, since you started here, do your mom and dad listen to this show?
Okay, so it's the worst thing ever. They never listened to me ever until I came here. So I've very much been comfortable saying whatever I want to, thinking nothing of it. Now my mom listens and all her little friends listen. They report back to her about things and it's ruining my life. Yeah, it's annoying.
That's the worst.
So here you are. Their daughter, who just moved to New York City, she was living a single life, but now she's got a boyfriend, so she's still in that excitement, let's do it, do each other stage.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about your honest life on the air.
Yes.
She's going to hear it.
She is going to hear it. So at first she would text me like, I can't believe you said that. Don't say those kind of things. Stop making fun of yourself so much. It's not okay. Like this kind of stuff, right? And I was like, woman, you haven't stuck your little nose into this business for years and years. You can't do it now. Then my sister had an intervention with her saying, don't talk to her about listening or she's going to delete your app.
Ah.
Yeah. So she's not talking to me about it anymore. Right. But I know she's listening. Hi, Mom. I love you. Yeah.
But you never get that from any family members? Like my brother will go, what did you say about me today?
No.
I'm like, why? People are texting me. What did you say? I'm like, oh, nothing.
Years ago, someone taught my dad how to listen to us online.
Yeah.
And so my mother would call me, we didn't raise you to talk like that. Well, now, God rest their souls. Now they see and hear everything because they're up in heaven watching.
That's right. Like my dad would text me when we would say something that you would really have to look up. You know what I mean? Mm. He would go, Danny, what does that mean? And I'd be like, oh my gosh, now I got to explain this to my dad. And look, I would be like,
the show must go on.
I know.
We have to come in here and do this.
I know.
I will say, though, the day my dad starts listening, I got to quit.
No.
It's my dad.
It's time for him to get to learn love and learn about his daughter.
Oh, we don't need that relationship. We can all just love each other on a
so back to bad birthdays. Mm-hmm. Scaries is one of my favorites.
Oh my God. I had gotten my special birthday sweater in the first grade and I wore it to school and then we all ran around at lunchtime and then I came back and my mother had cupcakes for the first grade class and I ate one and I puked in front of the class and all over my brand new birthday sweater.
Oh, you're that kid.
Oh, you're the puker.
The excited puker.
Oh, Frog, you shouldn't be laughing. You crapped your pants at school.
Oh, I was going to save that to last. Sorry. I did. I ate something.
You duped.
I thought it was something else. I thought it was just, you know, air, and it was more than that.
Yeah. You sharded. You sharded at school.
Yeah, and then other kids in the class puked from the smell. So.
Oh, no. That's when your name really was Horace.
I hate you.
Never gamble on a fart. You know that.
Never gamble on a fart.
Harvey, I'm blocking people on text messages.
Why? What did they say?
What are they mad about?
Because I'm living a life where if you cross me, you're gone.
But what'd they say?
Something stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, something stupid.
Anyway, what about you, Nate? You had awful birthdays every year because you couldn't go into the house while your family celebrated in the house.
Exactly. I'd be listening to them sing happy birthday to me while I was sitting in the garage by myself.
That's so funny.
That's the worst. I'm sorry. I top anybody's worst birthday.
Oh. I don't know.
Poor Nate.
Sorry.
We've had people texting in talking about how their grandparent died on their birthday.
Oh, okay. Those win, I think.
The worst might be when if everyone forgets your birthday. Like, and no one says a word to you, your family, the whole day. And then the next day they go, oh we forgot your birthday.
We're so sorry.
Oh, my parents forget my birthday all the time.
How many siblings do you have?
Just one, my sister. And on her birthday, they all have like a spread laid out for her with a cake and balloons and everything. Like, happy birthday, Bria. On my birthday, every now and then, a couple days later, I'll get, oh. Oh, for God. Okay. You're so quiet. You should point it out. I'm like, what?
Well, I don't want to get into a game of top this, but one of my best friends, his birthday is September 11th.
Oh.
So it's 9/11.
Yeah,
and look, you know, that was, in my opinion, the worst day of life.
Yeah.
For all of us, or lots of us, and especially families who lost family members and friends and stuff. And he's like, I think I can legally change my birthday. Can I do that? I'm wondering if you can.
I bet you could.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
How?
Why?
Why not? You can change your name.
You could change your name, but I don't think you can legally change your birthday.
Right. But your name was given to you. Your birthday is your birthday.
Yeah.
So as you know me, I try to figure it out. I always try to. So I said to him, look, people need a reason to celebrate because people are all remembering and they're sad. And even though they should be remembering and should be sad and respectful, at the same time, you know, life's about looking for reasons to celebrate. I think having a birthday on 9/11 is a great idea. He looked at me and went, that's just crap. I mean, no, I'm serious. You know me, I'm always trying to work the puzzle.
I mean, I don't see why you can't just celebrate on another day and don't tell anybody.
You can tell people a different day.
Yeah.
And celebrate on a different day.
Yeah, there you go.
Just don't legally change it.
What's straight, Nate? You have this look of despair on your face.
No, it's not total despair.
Okay. Well, maybe it should be.
We still have like 4 minutes to fill?
No, we don't. I'm going to take a break.
Okay, never mind. No. Despair gone.
Okay.
I'm not going to start filling in. We'll take a break, and it's all good. We'll be back after this.
Miss part of today's show, Elvis Duran on demand.
Attention, everyone. Bam!
Every show posted every day. Search Elvis Duran on demand. Only on the iHeartRadio app, Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So ready for the weekend. You know, I'm so excited because I have nothing planned except for Super Bowl Sunday. Yes. I have nothing to do today, tonight, tomorrow. I got a workout. That's it. That's all I have.
That sounds wonderful, and I hope you enjoy it.
What, working out?
No, it's awful. No, doing nothing.
Oh, no, doing nothing.
Yeah. I don't even hear the words workout. I didn't even hear it.
I want to go do something, though. I want to go play. Because, as you know, dry January is over.
Right. Yeah, but.
I never really participated.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Got to be honest. All right, as you know, Schmidt from New Girl was here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? And we had such a great time. One of my favorite interviews of all time.
Oh, good. Yeah, he was very nice. I liked that he was so down to earth and funny about things, even if he, you know, I asked him about Meghan Markle and maybe he didn't want to talk about it, but he was cool.
Yeah.
And of course, Max Greenfield is Schmidt from New Girl. And also he's in this new show on CBS called The Neighborhood.
A lot of people said that they didn't know who he was until yesterday and now they're a fan.
Exactly.
Which is nice.
That's why I thought he would see some of those social media interactions and at least go online and say thank you.
Damn it, Max.
Did we get a thank you from Max Greenfield? No.
Maybe the flowers are on the way.
Yeah, and right. He was very busy yesterday.
He's all over the place, mm-hmm. but he had no interview as fun as the interview with us.
None. And he got gifted Hawaiian King rolls. King's Hawaiian rolls.
Yes. And he left them here. Didn't even take them. So, I will now tell you, in memory of our Max Greenfield interview, Schmidt from New Girl, it's now time to play a new game called You're Full of Schmidt. This is great. I mean, how well do you know these critters you wake up with every day? Everyone in this room. So a member of the show will tell you three things about them. And you have to guess which one of the three is full of Schmidt.
That's good.
Maybe we can get a new, more contemporary song.
I was thinking that too.
But scary. This is like from the old days.
How about this? Hit this one.
All right. How about this one?
Oh, that's from The Incredibles.
Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. Scary. Thank you. All right. We'll do it. We'll do that one.
Yay.
All right. We need contestants on the line. We'll start with line two is Casey. Hey, Casey.
Good morning, Elvis.
Hey, how's everything in Tulsa this morning? You doing okay?
Oh, yeah. We're doing great. The weather's pretty nice. It's a little cold.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean by a little cold? What is it, in the 60s today? 50s?
I think it's probably around 48, maybe 52, somewhere in there.
Yeah. God, I wish we were that high.
That would be nice.
I just wish I was just high, period. All right. Who do you think you know the best? Danielle, Gandhi, Froggy, Scary, or Nate?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I think y'all are pretty equal. Okay. I think I know all of you pretty well.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's start with Danielle. Oh. Danielle, give us three things about you, and let's see if Casey can guess which one of those three is full of Schmidt.
Okay, you ready? My British husband's dad used to work with the Beatles. As a joke, my husband once made me a birthday cake out of mayonnaise. I didn't think it was very funny. I used to dress up like a clown for kids' birthday parties, even though clowns scare me.
Hmm. So her British husband's dad used to work for the Beatles. And as a joke, Her husband made her a birthday cake made out of mayonnaise, which makes her vomit. Or she used to dress up like clowns for kids' birthday parties, even though clowns scare her. Which do you think is Fuller Schmidt, the false one?
Oh, man, Danielle, I think you're full of Schmidt that your husband made you a cake full of mayonnaise.
Guess what? You're right.
Wow.
Yay! Yay! That's so good.
So Sheldon's dad used to work with the Beatles?
Yes, on the Abbey Road days. And, wow. Yeah, he's actually in there. He was one of the...
people.
He
okay.
worked behind the scenes producing the music and stuff.
And also, yeah. Danielle did dress up like a clown for birthday party.
I did.
What do you have for Danielle? Scary?
How about a good-looking, tight-fitting Elvis Duran t-shirt?
Yay!
Hey.
All right, listen, thank you, Casey. I meant Casey. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Danielle, I think Sheldon loves you too much to have done that to you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so nice.
Very
nice.
They're all nice in Tulsa. That's what happened. All right, let's go talk to Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing? You're upstate New York?
Hi.
Yeah. How cold is it upstate New York today?
It's very cold. It's always cold in upstate New York.
Pretty much. All right, here we go. Let's move on to Gandhi. Let's see which of these three thoughts about Gandhi is full of Schmidt.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Is it?
Okay.
One time, my neighbor murdered my other neighbor and burned down our apartment building to cover it up. Is it? One time, a man attacked my car with a sledgehammer because he thought I kidnapped his daughter. Or is it one time I was in a Snoop Dogg music video?
So the three things to consider. Her neighbor murdered her other neighbor and burned down their apartment building to cover it up. Or a crazy man attacked her car with a sledgehammer because he thought she kidnapped his daughter. Or she was in a Snoop Dogg music video.
I'm going to go with the Snoop. I'm going to say the Snoop Dogg music video.
You are correct.
Yay! Wow.
Yay! Oh, my gosh.
Let's not move off this too fast.
Okay.
So your neighbor murdered your other neighbor and then burned down your apartment building to cover it up?
Yes. He was letting this guy stay with him for a while. I don't know what happened, but he murdered my original neighbor, the man who was staying with him, and then burned down the apartment building. My dad was staying with me at the time because I was going through some other stuff.
Right.
So we just sat outside watching my apartment building
burn. And then another time a crazy man attacked your car with a sledgehammer because he thought you kidnapped his daughter?
True story. Yeah. So I worked...
Oh, my God!
I mean, being in a Snoop Dogg video is like the most tame thing
in
here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, right. What's that story?
So where I worked, a guy brought his girlfriend in, and she sat there all day long. And then when I was getting off of work, he said, hey, could you give her a ride home? I said, oh, sure. Not knowing the girl had run away from home. So the dad didn't know the girl ran away from home. I'm the one bringing her home. And he went ham on my car with a sledgehammer.
Oh, there you go.
God. Yeah.
All right, Mary. What do you have for Mary, Scary?
How about another Elvis Duran t-shirt?
All right. Hey.
Hey.
Enjoy.
Hey, I'm a brand new listener. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Maybe you get two t-shirts.
I don't know. Listen, Mary, thank you so much. Spread the word. Okay, hold on one second. Let's do one more. Hey, Kim.
Yes. Hi. Yes. Good morning.
Welcome. And thanks for calling from gorgeous, stunningly beautiful Burlington, Vermont.
Well, not really. It's cold.
Well, it's cold. All right. Summertime and springtime are fun.
I like looking at snowbanks that are dirty. It's beautiful.
So I guess lost your job at the Chamber of Commerce of Burlington. Wait, listen, Kim.
I'm all for Bernie.
Okay, of course you are. Now, okay, so we have Froggy, Scary, and Nate left. Which one of them do you think you know the best, Froggy, Scary, or Nate?
I'm going to say Scary.
Okay, Scary. Here we go. Scary, give her three facts about you. One of them is full of Schmidt.
Okay. I once went to jail. I lost my virginity at the college radio station. And I was sued on TV on the People's Court.
Whoa. So one of these is not true. He went to jail, or he lost his virginity at the college radio station, or he was sued on the People's Court. Which one is false?
Oh, geez, I don't know. He's kind of tricky because he does these wild things.
Yeah.
I would say People's Court.
Oh, no. He was definitely sued. He was sued on the People's Court, and he once went to jail. And he says he lost his virginity at a college radio. He didn't lose his virginity until he was out of college.
Exactly. That's the easiest one.
That's
nice.
A dead giveaway. All right.
Oh, my God.
Kim, we're going to send you an Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt anyway because we like you.
Oh, Oh, thank you.
All right.
I love all of you.
All right, you told Bernie we said hi.
I will.
All right, have a great weekend in beautiful Burlington, Vermont. And there you go. If you think about it, we're all full of Schmidt.
We are.
There you go. They love our show, according to this text message. Gandhi is so interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Gandhi loved your story about your neighbor's murder.
Oh,
and arson.
It was a bad day. That was a bad day.
It was awesome.
It was all actually night, but yeah.
That was fun. Elvis Duran. God, what is it with these people?
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
So there's an article out yesterday. Don't know if you saw it online. Celebrities with the most arrests.
Oh, I didn't, but that sounds awesome.
Any guesses? Just one guess per person, please.
The guy. I always forget his name because I don't really know who he is. Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore? Yeah. Not on my list.
Nick Nolte.
Not on my list. Froggy? Anyone? Anyone?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen's on there, yeah.
Oh.
All right. I'll tell you. The number one celebrity with the most arrests, and of course, you know, this depends on what you consider as a celebrity.
Yeah.
Martin Sheen.
Really?
His father has the most arrests.
Whoa.
And they're not drug-related or DUI. They yeah. are all civil disobedience. He shows up at these protests, and they arrest him.
Okay. I like him for that.
Number two is Pete Doherty, who the druggy British singer who used to date Kate Moss and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. I think he was married to Amy Winehouse? I think so.
So Martin Sheen had 60. No, they were just dating.
Oh.
Martin Sheen had 66 arrests. Pete Doherty, 26 arrests. Jeez. DMX, 24 arrests.
Damn!
Yeah. Suge Knight, 15 arrests.
That's about right.
Bobby Brown, 14 arrests.
Wow. Yeah.
Dennis Rodman had 12 arrests.
Oh, that's surprising.
Now, at a tie for seventh place, Lindsay Lohan, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and Courtney Love.
Whoa.
With 10 arrests.
I bet Lindsay Lohan's overseas arrests aren't counted.
And now we have three people at a tie for number 10. O.J. Simpson, R. Kelly, and Snoop Dogg. Nine arrests each.
Wow. Whoa. Now, if you're in a tie with someone, do you, like, get mad and say, well, I got to do one more now so I can get
we
ahead.
Need a tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Elsewhere on the list, Amanda Bynes and Justin Bieber have both been arrested 8 times.
Oh, wow. I didn't know Bieber was arrested 8 times.
Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf. 7 times. Meanwhile, Bill Cosby has only been arrested once. But it was a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That was recent.
And Will Smith has an arrest on his record for assault, but the charges were dropped.
I didn't
know. Have any of you ever been arrested? Other than scary, because it's not the same.
Does it count if you get arrested and you're in the handcuffs, but then they let you out of them and you walk away?
Please do tell.
Okay. My friend, one of my best friends and I, we were in the riverfront area in Fort Lauderdale. And yeah, we got kicked out of a club. It was a long story why we got kicked out. But on the way out, one of the bouncers pushed my friend and she was livid. So she asked a police officer, I would like to report this. The police officer was like, get out of here. Because you never win an argument with a bouncer telling a cop. So we are leaving, and she's livid now at the police officer, and she's like, I want your badge number. And he said, if I see you guys again, you're getting arrested. So we left. We wandered around. We came back later to get keys from our other friend who was there, and the cop saw us.
Oh.
So he grabbed both of us. We're up against the car, had the handcuffs on, and another cop said to me, I will let you out of these, and you can walk away, but your friend is stuck.
Ooh.
Yeah. And my friend said, get out of here. Someone needs to bail me out.
Oh.
So I was like, all right.
Save yourself.
Yeah. Wow. And her bail was $25.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've never been arrested, nor do I ever want to be arrested.
Me neither.
I've been pulled over, and I had to walk the line. And luckily, I was sober. I was fine. But that was weird. It was dark. I was coming home from the Jersey Shore. It was pitch black, and I ran a stoplight. I ran through it real quick. And so he pulled me over. He said, have you been drinking tonight? I said, no, but I drank last night.
Smart-ass remarks do not help.
So he said, can you get out of the car, please? He said, I want to do a few tests. Can you please, I think it was touch your nose while walking this line, whatever I did. And I did. He said, okay, just, you know, if the light's red, can you stop? And I went, okay, thank you. So I drove away.
Wow.
Good.
I didn't get lucky because I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
Didn't get lucky. I did the right thing, scary. Doing the right thing is not luck. It's brilliance.
I will say, though, some of the stuff that they do for the sobriety test, I cannot do sober. Like,
yeah,
say
like
the
saying the alphabet backwards?
I don't know that.
I could never do that.
Yeah. No.
Hey, so look, every once in a while, we need to stop down and see who's listening, how long they've been listening. We must assume we have new listeners every day.
Yay.
We're getting them as fast as we're losing them, I'm sure. Sarah, are you there?
Yeah.
Sarah, you've been on hold a long time. I thank you for your patience. Now, how long have you been listening to our show?
6 months.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Well, I guess that's good because you could have turned us off a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what do you think about the 6 months? What was it that made you keep listening?
Probably Gandhi.
Oh.
That's so nice of you.
I
Thank
love
you.
That. Whatever makes you listen, we're into it. Yeah. We love that. Now, what is it about Gandhi that you appreciate?
I think everything. I just think she's great.
Aww. Oh, man. Sarah, I think you're
great. She's really funny.
Love you for that.
You know what?
Thank you.
We're going to give you something.
Yes.
Our friends at Utz, you know, they have all the cheese balls and the chips. They have all sorts of different chips. We've been eating on them all morning. Utz, the crunch that connects us all. Thanks to them, you're walking away with a $500 cash gift card to spend it any way you want.
Oh, my God.
See? It's because of Gandhi.
Yay, right? Sarah!
Good for you, Sarah. And happy Super Bowl weekend. Make sure you go eat some Utz, even though Utz didn't sponsor the Super Bowl.
Go Chiefs.
All right.
Yeah, go Chiefs!
Now I like you. Hold on 1 second, Sarah. Thank you very much. Look, she loves you.
I love you, Sarah. DM me. Let's hang out.
Yeah, DM. DM Gandhi.
I think she should give you half the money.
No, I want her to keep it. She was nice to me, and I appreciate that.
Hey, look. I don't care why you listen, as long as you listen.
Yeah.
I think it's great. We'll take it.
Me too. Agreed.
What's that scary?
I gotta say, I've been staring at that bag of Kettle Classic Smokin' Sweet Crab chips.
Yeah, the chips, the crab chips from Utz are amazing.
Oh my God.
They don't have crab in them.
No.
No, that's Old Bay.
It's like an Old Bay spice. So good. All right, let's get into the three things you need to know from your favorite Gandhi. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right, some more information out about Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash. Apparently, the company, the helicopter itself was not certified to fly in poor conditions that require cockpit instruments only. So the pilots have to be able to see outside the aircraft very clearly, but air traffic controllers had given the pilots special permission to fly that day, and conditions just got really, really bad. That company now, which is based out of Long Beach, has suspended all service.
Wow.
It's official. Brexit is here at 6 p.m. Eastern time. The United Kingdom formally leaving the European Union. Not much is going to change for now. UK passport holders can still travel and work in the EU, and goods, services, capital, and people can still freely travel during the transition period, which they think will be about a year. And finally, if you're a bettor, Fiona the Hippo at the Cincinnati Zoo made her Super Bowl pick. She vomited on the Kansas City Chiefs logo. Huh. That's exciting. Oh. Yeah. If you care.
So does the vomit on the logo mean they'll win?
No, that means they are going to win. No. Usually
okay,
she
good
just
luck.
Nudges
vomit,
it.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Typically she just nudges it, but she had too many vegetables, so she reversed them and it went all over the logo. Her accuracy rate, about 50% if you were going to put down money.
There you go. And according to our vibrator race we had this morning, the Chiefs vibrator won the race.
That's
so
right.
They will win the Super Bowl. So we think. By the way, someone sent a funny text. If a cop asks you during your sobriety test to do the alphabet backwards, mm-hmm. if you do it, you're drunk because only drunk people will try to do it. So there you go.
More from the Mercedes AMG Interview Lounge.
Our friend Camila Cabello, we're letting everyone know that you were coming in today. And the number one thing they said was, don't talk about her dating life. I will tell you this, though. He could do better, and I'll tell you why. He could be dating me, right? You let him know I said that.
All right, I will.
Brought to you by Mercedes AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way in the all-new GT four-door coupe. Because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hey guys, it's Froggy. We all know bedtime can be a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my son used to struggle to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, we discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids melatonin gummies to help him fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores near you.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Today, the phone tap's from Garrett.
Yes.
What's it all about?
All right, Elvis, Olivia wanted to play a phone tap on her dad, Eric. Now, Olivia just got out of a relationship a few weeks ago. Dad never met the guy. So Olivia said, let's play a phone tap on my dad now. Call him up, say you're the new guy dating me, and he's never met you before.
All right. You know what? Daughter-dad phone taps are always frightening.
Yes.
Let's see what happens in Garrett's phone tap.
Hello.
Hey, Eric. Hi, Joe Goldberg. Are you home right now?
Yes.
There's a reason why I wanted to call you. I've kind of fallen in love with your daughter.
Okay. How long have you known each other?
We've went out on a date.
One date?
Yes.
You've seen her for one date and you're in love with my daughter?
Yes. Yeah, it's weird.
Does she know you're calling me right now?
No. I just looked up your number in her phone when she went to the bathroom during the date because I'm calling to ask for your permission to marry your daughter.
You got to be kidding
sir,
me.
It's actually not a joke. I went out on a date with her 2 days ago, and you know, when you know, you know. And I think I know that she knows that I know that we know that we're in love.
You go marry my daughter. Why don't you?
Amazing.
Best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
I just got this odd call from this guy, Joe Goldberg. He says he went on a date with you.
So I actually just met him on a dating app called Rebound.
What's that?
Rebound is for, like, people who just, like, got their heart broken. And I...
You know what? A rebound is not a good thing. I don't know about that.
Everybody
this guy
goes through breakups, like, what, he's not supposed to date anymore because he had a rough go with his last relationship?
That's not my concern. I don't want him dating you. He told me he went through your phone to get my phone number when he went to the bathroom, and he tells me he wants to marry you after one date.
Wait, he wants to marry me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not ready to marry him right now, but, like, I don't know. I want to continue to see him and down the road. If that's where it leads, then
what?
I don't want him to think he's going to marry into, like, a crazy family. Hold on. I have a text coming through. Oh, he says he has some really big news and needs to see me tonight.
Are you high? Are you smoking weed again? We talked about this.
No, I'm not high. I mean, I might be a little, like, high on life and love with after meeting him, because...
If you're going, I'm coming with you. How about that? I'll put an end to it myself.
You're sounding like a stalker now. Like, what, you're going to follow me?
No, you're dating a stalker.
Kill me.
Hey, Eric.
That's... Hello?
It's Joe.
Joe? As in Joe Goldberg?
No, actually, my name's actually Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped by your daughter.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know
Joe
if I'm bad or
mean
or Olivia.
Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do. This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hello. Wow. I can smell something.
What do you... Oh, I know what it is.
It's the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It smells so good.
Yeah, it smells really good. I love it. I love it. I love it. So anyway, one more look at the Danielle report. Danielle, yep. You can take some time with
okay.
it. Okay. You can play around with it.
All right. So first of all, Justin Bieber, we all have seen that porn mustache that he's got going on.
Oh, I love it. I think it looks great.
I don't... I mean, I'm not a mustache person, really, so,
well,
you know.
Well, you already have your own.
But that is true. You know, mine is hard enough to take care of. But anyway, he says, mind your business, basically. He took to social. He says, it's my life. It's my stash. Deal with it. So yeah. We're going to have to deal with it.
That'd be a great bumper sticker.
So it was
my life, my stash.
Deal with it. So Jeffree Star, you know him as makeup extraordinaire. He is actually launching tomorrow, exclusively on his website, the Valentine's Day Mystery Box. Plus, his all-new Jeffree Star Cosmetics merch. Actually, it's today. Today's the 31st?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's today. Today he is launching it. So if you're a fan, you've got to go and get that for maybe. It's a great Valentine's Day gift if you're a fan. Let's see. A list of interesting facts about Jennifer Lopez, who you know will be taking the stage at Super Bowl. Her parents thought it was a stupid idea for her to pursue acting. And she's also the only person to be number one on the charts and at the box office in the same week.
Oh, wow.
I love these little interesting tidbits about all the people that are, you know, taking the stage.
Have we ever asked Jennifer Lopez what she would be doing if she wasn't an actor or a singer or a dancer?
Yeah, no, I don't think we've ever asked her.
Clothing designer,
yeah.
Perfumier,
or
everything else.
Hot woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Or...
No, but we should next time. Sources say Taylor Swift skipped the Grammys because they wouldn't tell her ahead of time if she won anything. Taylor's reps are saying, no, that's not true. That's laughable. It's false. So I don't know. We've been watching The Simpsons for a very long time. 31 years. And you know they don't age on the show. That damn baby Maggie has been a baby sucking on that pacifier forever.
That pacifier must be tired.
Seriously.
That's like this show. You guys don't age.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Gandhi.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
I need a new pacifier.
Get out.
Anyway, they're saying that Bart actually should be Homer's age by now. So,
oh, God.
Yeah. Netflix this weekend has the Miss America, Miss Americana. That is the Taylor Swift documentary. That came out today, so you may want to watch that this weekend. Of course, there's a little thing called the Super Bowl on television this weekend. Mm. There's also the Masked Singer. The Puppy Bowl's got to be on too,
yeah, it
right?
Is. It definitely
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Is anyone going to the movies?
No.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Probably not this weekend.
I'm not like the rhythm section with Blake Lively and Gretel. Not Hansel and Gretel. It's Gretel and Hansel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dark, twisted fairy tale.
Which it looks very creepy.
It does. It's right up my alley.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I'll go see that this week. We talked about celebrities that have been arrested the most already, right? So we don't need to talk about that again. And, oh, Facebook making a Super Bowl commercial this year. Chris Rock and Sylvester Stallone will be in it.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you still, what do? You poke people? Can you still poke people on Facebook? I haven't been on Facebook in so long. Scary says thumbs up. He's been poking people.
Oh. I'm going to go look.
I'm afraid to go to my Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook in maybe 2 years. I wonder how many pokes I have waiting for me.
Thousands of pokes.
When you sign on, does it go poke, 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 poke?
I had to ask people like the etiquette of Facebook the other day. Like I said, so she goes, well, I'm going to take this person as a friend, accept them. And I go, well, if you accept someone as a friend, does everybody else see that you accepted them?
I don't know.
And she said, yes, mm-hmm. that it says, you know, you're a friend of this person.
What's scary? What?
When you become friends with somebody now in your messenger, it says, do you want to wave hi to them? So that's a new one, a newer one.
Oh, so we can poke and wave?
That's been around for a while.
Hi.
Poke and wave. Facebook. Wow, a lot has happened since last I visited.
Hey, this is Dan and Shay.
Hi, this is Seth Rogen.
What's up? This is Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
It's Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey guys, it's Froggy. We all know bedtime can be a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my son used to struggle to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, we discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids melatonin gummies to help him fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores near you.